This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Hello and welcome to the Artmore Project Mandalorian Art Benefit Auction episode. That's what she said.
This is for charity.
It is for charity. I will give these awesome names that everyone else thought up to me. I am joined by Tim Fortatz.
Woo!
Hear him?
Woo!
I am also joined by Many Toys Matt.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
To my right is Donations Dave.
Thank you for donating.
And my name is Chris Miss. None of those names were my own. They were all from everybody else.
Did you come up with a name for our special guest?
Matt? We had one here for Christy.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christy.
Wow, that's
a lord.
Touched from head to toe.
Hey, now.
Our auction is starting in what, like less than 8 minutes?
Yeah. There's an announcement just came up on the message center. Said hello, welcome to the big toy auction. Star Wars Artmore Project, the benefit Toys for Tots. We're not quite sure about how they have a audio stream here. We're still trying to, we're not sure how that works yet, but we're working on it. I got a second computer to hopefully feed that. But if not, we will describe the action best we can.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to kind of sit here and watch it all unfold. See what happens.
So right now I did a tally about a half hour ago, and it's even higher now, but I did it just a half hour ago. We're already up to 4,890 in pre-bids, and that is about 3,500 more than I even hoped for.
Good evening, folks. Welcome.
Jesus.
Here we go. We're going to have everybody here tonight.
You hear that?
Where? No.
Okay. I'll put it on my other computer. I think it's... There we go. Nope.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of blown away by the amount of bids.
Got it. Here we go.
So you folks know how this works, what to do, how to get bidding. In the meantime, keep in mind that any items that you see in the catalog tonight, you are more than welcome to look around, check things out. And anything you see, if for some reason you feel that you're not going to be able to make it to the end of the auction, if there is a plate that you want that you absolutely must have, the best way to do it is to wait with us and bid live.
I'm going to go ahead and turn them down because this is going to be past the fact. So, but I did want to let everyone know that the voice you're hearing, that is Christopher Noon. That is the gentleman that volunteered to do this for us. And this is the site is thebigtoyauction.com, and we want to start right off by thanking him for even making this event possible.
Yeah, really done a lot of work on behalf of this and done it out of the kindness of his heart. He's not taking a great man.
Correct. Right. Yep.
So thank you very much to Chris. I mean, this all couldn't happen without him and his hard work too. So
yep.
And if this the way you like it, you're into buying toys and stuff, please visit his site in the future and continue to be a customer.
And if you got a big lot to sell to, and by the way, he's paid for none of this advertising we're doing. We definitely, this is the least we could do. But following his site, you know, and leading up to the decision to take his offer, the immediate thing I thought, if you have a huge lot of toys you want to sell and you don't want to have to worry about listing like 200 eBay items, you might want to consider using this guy because he's taken a huge amount of work off my hands with this site.
Matt had a lot of work to do, so.
The Artmore Project itself, great folks to work with. We've had a heck of a time. We've really enjoyed working with them and handling some of these plates. We, of course, want to thank our artists. We couldn't do any of this without them.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Some are really awesome.
And we want to thank you, our bidders.
And then there's mine.
For making this possible. This is going to be fun. And we're going to raise some good money for the folks at Toys for Tots. We also want to thank the folks at the Winter Festival in Phoenixville, Patience and the rest of the gang, for putting that together. That is where these items are going to be donated. So, I'm going to make sure we are set here. We have just a few more minutes.
All right.
You folks coming on into the room. In the meantime, if you
can let us know there are people there. That's incredible.
That would be...
How many people?
I don't know. He said the people coming into the room, so there's like actual people there. That's awesome.
I was worried about that. I was worried that our people wouldn't understand that this was a live auction, that they thought it was more of an eBay. It kind of is a little bit of both, actually.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like, proxy bid. It's pretty much the live. I was trying to explain this to someone at work who was bidding on the Back to the Future piece. I was like, this is pretty much, it is eBay, but the live auction is just like the last 2 minutes of any eBay auction, just live. Because basically on eBay, you know, everyone's fighting in the last 2 minutes for the good stuff anyway, you know? So it's pretty much eBay, but better, because I didn't have to do any of these entries.
eBay with a pulse.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris and
this
I talked about, because Chris and I live, I guess, in the area where Chris, the auctioneer, is talking about going. But this is better because we get to talk to you guys, too.
Yeah.
We do want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to bid. So I'm going to start my terms and conditions right around that time. I want to make sure everybody gets in the room and has an opportunity to bid as high as possible on these items. So
I agree with that.
We're going to try and hit around a 6:10 start time, but we may run just a little bit longer just to give everybody that chance.
You say give everybody a fat chance?
That's everyone that didn't win. Fat chance.
Right.
Lot number zero is going to go for a lot.
Quite a few of you out there tonight. A lot of our regular bidders, but we see a lot of new bidders as well.
I bet.
We want to thank you and welcome you. We hope you have a good time. If you wouldn't mind, let us know in the bidder app. You can talk to us during the auction through the bidder app. We can probably not talk to you during it. Once things get going, it gets nuts. We will do our best to answer any questions you may have. But let us know in the bidder app if you are a new bidder. Send us a little heads up. We want to thank you and welcome you. There's a few. All right.
Are you nervous, Matt? This is like kind of nerve-wracking.
I'm incredibly nervous. That's why I'm so quiet. Have you known me to be this quiet?
Never.
Especially.
Folks from Star Wars in character coming in to join us. We want to thank you.
Oh. Did you send him a message?
No, I didn't.
Right. I just sent my name out there.
Cool, thanks.
I always recommend listening in. It will give you an opportunity to hear us. You're better off being able to hear us, hearing the sound in my voice as we're about to close. Should give you just a little bit of a one-up over your competitors. So I always recommend it. If you have any trouble with the sound during the auction, sometimes the proxy bid system has updated itself about 12 times this year, and each time... they're a good system. They're a great, it's probably the best software. We have tried all of the software packages, and they are probably the best in terms of that. They are constantly changing little things, tweaks here and there, and sometimes it's a little bit more buggy than we would like. So if you have any trouble with the sound, we recommend just refresh your browser.
Yeah, streams are a bitch, and especially when he's doing live stuff like this, too. I bet this is a nightmare sometimes.
He's good, though. He's doing a nice job.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He certainly knows what he's
doing. Hear us. It'll help you to know when the item is going to close.
It's funny. I've been, when we opened the show, I watched a lot of this guy's auctions leading up to this.
Let me send out a message.
And I never checked out the live feed. The audio feed. I wish I had before. Would have made it more interesting. I just watched the actual numbers rise.
Let us know that you are receiving the sound. The sound of my voice. That will help you out in the long run.
He'd make a good podcast.
Yeah, he would. Way better than us.
Better and more pleasant.
You're off the show.
I think he's not there. Tim?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Going to add just a couple of more. I'll let you know that if you do have any sound issues, go ahead and refresh that.
And all right.
In a moment, we're going to get started on our terms and conditions of the sale.
I think it's only appropriate that Matt's is the first one up here because it's the launch piece
and
the face of the project the whole time.
Set up the recording equipment. We do record these sales for your protection on safety. That way, if anything should go wrong, if there are any kind of disputes, we can always head back and see, make sure that you were right. If you say, hey, I bid on that and he didn't, or, oh, I didn't mean to do that, we can review the tapes and say, yep, you are absolutely right. So we do that, so please keep that in mind. You are broadcasting through the ether, as it were. So any messages that you send to us, I suppose, could be intercepted.
I'm going to go puke. I'll be right back.
It's like
puke from excitement.
Yeah, you're being judged by all these people.
Man. I know. Yeah. Our pieces, our artistic talents.
What if Bobby Clark buys yours?
You know who Bobby Clark is?
Yeah, I was actually taking it back for a second. You do that.
He'll give you $500 and one of his front teeth.
Sweet.
He had 15 touchdowns in 1980s.
He was great.
Didn't he cover second
Broadway Brawlers?
Second plate?
Second plate?
You don't know your sports, Matt.
I'm impressed that you know who Bobby Clark is. This has always been, and I'm not just saying this because it's Matt, this has always been one of my favorite ones because I'm a sports guy, and I love the distress and the time you put into this, that it looks like it was probably worn by Ron Hexton.
For those of you who do happen to be just watching, you will not be able to to leave bids unless you've logged in. So just keep that in mind. I know that they've just updated their privacy policy. ProxyBid has. So if you're waiting until the last minute, there'll be that one extra roadblock as you go to log in. You do have to accept that from them. So please don't wait till the last minute. Just to let you folks know.
I wish you could see how many people were on the bid floor.
All right, we're going to get started here. We want to thank everybody for coming on out tonight. We see a lot of new faces in the crowd, and we see a lot of our return bidders. We want to thank both of you. It means that we're doing something right. And you're letting us know it. Otherwise, you wouldn't keep coming on back. So we want to thank you for coming on back. Again, we want to thank the folks at Star Wars in Character for putting together the Artmer Project. We want to thank the folks at Patience and the Gang from the Winter Festival for putting that together. And we want to, of course, thank our artists. We want to thank Toys for Tots. We want to thank all of you, our bidders, for coming on out. The way it's going to work tonight is all monies raised tonight we are going to send out to the Artmer Project. They are going to purchase toys to be donated at the Winter Festival to the Toys R Us Project.
Toys for Tots.
Or to the Toys R Us Project. What am I talking about? Toys for Tots.
He's great.
Yeah, he is.
A lot of you out in the crowd I know are collectors of some kind, whether it be toys or art, comic books, pop culture, and because of that, if you're like me, you know what it is to be able to open up that brand new present, and look at it, hold it, feel it for the first time, especially on Christmas morning or whatever it is you may celebrate. If you're anything like me, we grew up very poor. My father was a soldier, and we traveled quite a lot. He was downrange for a while. We were living in a van, so you know that Christmases, you know, there's those Christmases where you just can't seem to get by. And what Toys for Tots does is they make that Christmas something special for those kids. So we encourage you to bid high because that's where the money is going tonight.
Dave, is Chris crying?
So I just wanted to get that out there. You're going to get some neat stuff in return.
That's awesome.
But of course,
what'd you say, David? Broke up.
I said this guy is freaking awesome.
I know.
And it's just going to purchase Star Wars toys only, too.
Right. Yep.
Every cent.
We may branch out. We may run out.
Yeah, you might have to. We should. Christy made a good point. We did have a lot of women artists. We should probably get some girl toys, too. Specific girl toys.
Yeah.
Tim had that, too, I think, too. Well, what do you know, Chris? About girls' toys?
She's at that stage.
Well, you have more of a background than we will certainly do that. That's a great idea.
Help you with that directly, but the folks at
there's
always the folks at
this guy is a plugging machine. I love this guy.
The Heroes folks, I should have that. I don't have it. I will get it to you. Anyway, the way it's going to work is we are going to bring out these plates one at a time. We're going to show them to you. These are going to be plates that you want. You will let us know exactly how much you want them by offering us a price that you are willing to pay for them. A price typically that I will set, let's say $500. If that sounds good, you hit that button, you get those bids in. I will recognize that bid by stating a counter offer that you can make, let's say $510. If that sounds good, you hit those buttons, scream, shout, yell, do whatever you need to do to get my attention. And we do it again at 20, then 30, and 40, and 50, and 60, and so forth, until we have reached the highest, best, good faith offer, in my opinion. Once we have hit that highest best good faith offer, I will acknowledge it and accept it by stating sold, or by any other customary means, and moving on to the next lot in the auction. That's important for two reasons. One, it means that those items are now in your possession. We will do our best to wrap them and get them shipped out to you, so we will take care of that. But the most important thing for you folks is it means we have entered into a contract under the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's laws regarding contracts, and under the Uniform Commercial Code, we have entered into a binding agreement. You've made an offer. We made an acceptance. All that is left after that is for you to pay up.
That's right.
So we cannot go back, Tim, and resell any of those items, excepting in some rare circumstances. It happens. Should there be a computer glitch, or somebody just did not fully understand, or we don't have competent parties for one reason or another. But very seldom does that occur, and more often than not, the reason that we will have to go back and resell is not because somebody has decided to pay higher. The moment I say sold, that plate now belongs to the winning bidder. It is theirs. Title has transferred. And somebody else, if they come in and they say, hey, I'll give you $1,000 for it, unfortunately, there is not a single thing that can be done about that. So do not wait. Do not hesitate. The words that are coming out of your speakers right at this moment may have come out of my mouth at upwards of a second to a second and a half ago. If you've been with us before, if you've done live auctions before, then you know that that is a lifetime. So please do not hesitate. Do not think about it. If it's under a price that you're willing to pay, you go ahead and you click those buttons. We will be using the red and green warning lights, but not always. And we very seldom use words like going, going, gone, or once, twice, sold. So if you're waiting for those, don't. That is the time during which that it will sell out from underneath you. If we could get all these plates to every single person out there who wanted one, that would be fantastic. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. We only have one of each. And we want to make sure that they are getting on out to you. As for the items themselves, the folks at the Armor Project, once we have collected up your payments tonight, we will get out some, what do you call them, invoices, sometime tonight, early tomorrow. And we will begin charging your cards immediately. We have flat shipping on all of these plates at $19.95. That is to insure them and to ship them flat rate to you. Keep in mind that anybody taking possession of... you know what? That doesn't count because it is a charity auction and it is a single consigner. We do not need to charge sales tax, so hooray. And also, anyone bidding with us tonight online, please keep in mind that, unfortunately, we got to pay the folks at ProxyBid for allowing us to do this, so... you are responsible for the buyer's premium as assessed through them. Now, anything left over, we intend to give back to the Artmer Project ourselves.
Wow.
But just keep that in mind, that you will be responsible for that. And, of course, be responsible for any laws concerning the merchandise in your area. We're not selling firearms or taxidermy equipment or anything like that in this sale, but who knows where you live? You might not be able to get an armor plate. If that's the case, you need to know that.
We should do that next year. We should sell taxiderm.
Almost finished here. We'll message and we'll get
tauntauns.
I got a cat that can go in there.
As for the items themselves, all items are sold as is, where is, in the condition you've seen them. We've offered them up for quite a while for you to look over, inspect, preview. We are not experts on these type of items. You are the experts on the items that you are interested in. You've had that opportunity to look them over, and please use your expertise accordingly. All these items are handmade by the artists. Most are suitable for wearing. I'm sorry, not wearing, for mounting and displaying.
I can wear all of them. They're molded into my chest.
Please understand that you do so of your own risk, and we are not responsible. Artmer is not responsible. You and you alone are responsible for that, should you choose to do that.
Tim.
I believe that's it. I want to remind you, we do have quite a number of auctions coming up. Some toy auctions, some comic book auctions, as well as our regular 80s toy auctions. We'll get those listed up and show you those later. I don't want to waste any more of your time, but you can check those out always at thebigtoyauction.com. You can join our mailing list, join our Facebook feed or our Twitter feed, and get those going.
Do it.
you have any items you'd like to sell with us, please feel free to do so. You can see the prices that we get. We do very well, especially with 80s stuff. It's been doing very well lately.
Yes.
Let us know.
Please.
We'll take care of you. Send us an email. Do not phone us because we are crazy busy.
Yeah, please do consider that because he's done a lot for us, and he's awesome to work with.
Anybody have any questions? Now is the time to ask them. Otherwise, we got to get started.
All right.
Whoa!
The one that started it all.
The kickoff item that we began the auction with, displayed it at Wizard World. And this is by Matt from the Star Wars In Character Project. This is a Flyers Fett armor.
Let's go, Flyers.
You've had an opportunity to see it. It's a Flyers logo and color. It
smells like Kate Smith.
Kate Smith's undercarriage.
Oh.
We're going to sort them off. How about a $500 bid and go? We're going to go $500, $400. How about $300 bid? $300. We'll go $200 bid. We're going to go $200. I have it. Now we're going to go $225. We're going to go $225. We're going to go $225. $225 bid. We're going to go $225.
I
have it. Now we're at $275.
$275. Oh, my God.
$300 bid. $300 bid. We're going to go
$320. Oh, Jesus.
$325. Remember, all the money is going towards the folks at Toys for Tots. So please dig deep.
Holy crap.
We're going to get $3.25.
I'm like tearing up.
$310 bid. No money. How's got $10? We got $10 more. We'll get it on your wall. Maybe not tonight, but as soon as we mail it to you, $300 bid. We're going to get $310. Are we all in, all done? And it looks like we are.
Wow.
Battle number 622 for the first item sold of the night. Thank you very much, number.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That's crazy.
You are a fan of.
There you go. This should be big.
Smokey and the Bandit.
It's so pretty.
It is. This thing looks so stunning in life. I mean, in person. Kurt Hanks.
This was made by Kurt Hanks, graphic designer out of Seattle, Washington. We want to thank him very much for helping us out. Start me off at a $500 bid. We can do $500. I'll go $400. $400 bid. We can do $400. $300 bid. $3.25. Where? That's going to be $3.25. I'm at $300 bid. We can do $325. $325 bid. We can do $3.25. We're at $310. I'm at $310. We'll go $310. $310. What can you buy today for $310? Not a whole lot. This is a one-of-a-kind piece. We're going to get it right now. Looks like I have three.
Can you lift a Burt Reynolds?
325, I'll take it.
Oh,
I'm at 325. We'll go 335. Oh, give me 335 and a 5 and a 5. We'll get 325.
Just with the first two auctions, we have beat last year's total.
Yeah, right.
That's true, right. Tim. Tim's right.
Sold your way for $25. That goes to battle number 502. Wow, that's an early bidder.
All right, say that again, Tim, because I don't think we got that on tape.
Oh, just on the first two auctions, we have already eclipsed what we were able to raise from last year's Toys for Tots.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Kurt. You're the man.
Oh, Taylor.
This is Taylor from Talking Toys with Jeff and, or Taylor and Jeff.
Check out all of our artists' websites. We have the links in there. Please do. Some fantastic work right there. This is one of my favorite pieces. I am a big He-Man fan. I am a big Star Wars fan, so this is a neat piece right here. You get to look like Skeletor.
Our only nipple piece.
My natural six-pack there.
Don't you mind.
We get to wear Skeletor's six-pack and chest armor. Start me off at a $500 bid. We're going to go $500. How about $500 bid? I'll go $2.50. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $150. $135. We're going to go $145. $10 gets it to you at $145. We're going to go $145 to $155. Are we all in? All done at $145. We're going to go $145 to $5. $145. We're going to go $155. $10 gets it to you now. That was amazing. $145 to $5. $10. What can you get for $10? Can't get a cup of coffee for $10. $155 bid. I'm at $145 bid. We're gonna go $155. Are we all in? All done at $145 bid. We're gonna go $45. Last time at $145 bid. Bid 10 more at $155, and we are
nice.
$145.
Thank you, Taylor.
$145.
Thank you.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you very much. $145 to number 16.
Did you say next year what?
Comes from the folks of the Sarlacc, that is the Seattle area Lucasfilm Artifact Collectors Club.
Jesus, I didn't even know that.
Club. It's a neat little piece right here. Really puts the art into our Artmer project. Start me off. How about a $250 bid? We're going to go 250, 50, 50, 50. We're going to go $250 bid. We'll go 250. I'll take 200. How about $100 bid?
$100.
Now we're going to go. One and a quarter. Where? We're going to go $125. We're going to go 125. So, we'll go 110. 110 and 10 and 10. No money at all at 110.
Say that again.
This one's so great from Amy because she got the sand from where they filmed the Sarlacc
pit. Yes.
Yep. From the sand.
From right there. Like, what a great idea. This is one of the best ones. I mean, they're all great, but I really like the it's almost like having a little piece of memorabilia with it.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Now we're going to go 190. That was going to be 90 and 90. And
whoa.
90. No money at all for this.
I looked down and we're up to 180.
Brand spanking new. You've never seen him before, and you'll never see him again. We're at $180.
That's true.
We're going to go 190. I have it now. We're at 200. Ooh.
Damn. All right.
$210. We're going to get 10 more dollars. I'm at $200. But we're going to get 10. 210. 210. 210. Last time at $110. We're going to get 210. Last time.
That cracks me up. I love how he talks. I really do.
Nice.
$200 to number 6.
$200.
We are looking. We are $30 away from $1,000. We're only four pieces in.
Awesome. Thank you,
Taylor. Taylor's second piece.
Oh, Taylor. Yeah, this is
probably my favorite of the entire auction.
I love this piece too. Yeah, this is the detail on this is just
and close
insane.
Up. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy and a good podcaster. Listen to Talking Toys with Taylor and Jeff.
Yep. Yep. And look up TaylorLimbury.com. He has all his artwork, not just this. He does some. And I even bought one of his prints off DeviantArt for the studio here. So he's a great artist.
All
right, here we go.
I'm asking him to make another print of this, or at least
that's a good idea.
That is
it's beautiful.
$100 I have, we're going to go 110.
We got $100 out the bet.
$110.
I'm actually going to keep them at this level so we can hear each other better.
That's no money at all. Where are you going to find something like this, folks? We're at $100 bid. We're going to go 110. $100 bid. We're going to go 110.
This is the first homoerotic piece on sale.
Wow. How sexy is Bobo playing there?
He is. Look at that finger. He's going all the way down to his flowers.
All the way down to the flowers.
$10 more to get it to you. Can you do it $10 at $110 bid? We can go
120. Double the pre-bids now. He's doubled the pre-bids.
Don't let him steal away for $10. What else are you going to do?
Go B star star 9.
130. What are we thinking about? 130, 130, 130, 130. Where? 130, 130, 130. We all in, all done. $110.
This was a pay week. I probably would bid one more time.
Last time at $120, I'm 130.
Love it.
And it looks like we are.
Come on.
Sold your way.
Oh,
right, out of 44 pieces. This is number five. We are at $1,090.
So Taylor has earned us almost $300 for Toys for Tots. Thank you so much, Taylor.
We are lot 150. I love this piece too. Lot 150. This is the Mandalorian Secret Wars issue number 8.
Now this is Jim Mock. This is a old friend of ours from way back in the theater days that we talk about a lot.
This is
awesome, Jim. What did you tell me, Matt?
One of the best.
About the way he made the goo come again. How did he do that again?
He dropped the hot glue, squeezed, triggered hot glue into cold water.
Decided to take that and turn it into a
that's creative.
Yep.
Neat piece.
Thank you very
I was wondering that same thing.
Contrast there. Starting off at a $500 bid. We're going to be $500 to $500. I'll take $250. I have. Now we're going to go.
It was hand-delivered.
Yeah, he was here visiting in Florida, and so he hand-delivered it, saved us some more shipping costs.
Even better.
Yep. And we had some beer.
Even better.
Now 70, now 80. 270. He's going to outdo mine. That son of a...
Thanks, Jim. That's
pissed. I have now 90. 90, we're going to go 300.
Who's going to be 300?
Wow.
300, we're going to go 3 and 3 and 3. We're going to go 3 and 3 and 3. On a $290 bid, we're going to go 300.
Oh, maybe you won't.
At $290 bid, are we all in, all done for this fantastic piece right here? At $290 bid, we're going to go 300. Are we all in, all done? At $290 bid 300?
Looks like we are. So nice. 290. That's 170 over the pre-bid, too, man.
Five, two,
huge.
Seven. Thank you very much, number five.
Jimmy, nice job.
Yep, thank you, Jim.
Yeah. This one, I think.
I love this one.
Could go up quite a bit. Right here. I've never watched the show, but this Game of Thrones is real popular.
Nobody watches the show except for me.
This is by a guy that contacted us on Facebook. We don't know him. Is he Montreal, Quebec? He contacted us after we're out of pieces. This whole thing he sent is all his. He made the plates and everything himself.
Really?
This is a complete 100% donation. Not even a penny of shipping cost. And yeah, he contacted us, got my address, sent the thing, and then just like kind of just that didn't disappear, but we, you know, that's last we heard directly from him. Kind of like he's like Kung Fu of the art world.
It hit next year, people. Make your own.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Is this made out of metal?
No, it's the same as material as ours, the Sentra.
Okay. It's a beautiful piece. I love the blood splatter.
It's three dimensional.
Yep.
$200.
Got to get 200. There it is. Okay, I knew this had to get 200. If mine got 300, this has to get 2. This has to get like 5, actually. Compared to my stupid thing.
No money at all right there. Get it back for $210. What can you do for $10 that you can't get tonight? You're never going to see this plate again. There it is. Now 210 and 220.
Hey! 220, 230. Oh, my God. Look at this. This guy's got a second breath. Or I don't know what. I don't know what I'm saying.
Now 240 for this one-of-a-kind piece right here. You're never going to see it anymore.
240.
What are we waiting for? $240.
Hey.
We're
gonna get my gosh.
50 and 50 and 50 and 50. $10 more gets it to you. At $240 bid, right there within $10 of your grasp. $240 bid, 250 now, 50 and 50. 250, you'll get it. At 240 now, we get
250.
60 and 60 and 60, don't miss out.
Chris is squealing.
60 and 60. What are we thinking about at 260? Are we all in, all done?
Somebody get me a brandy.
And it looks like we are.
Looks like we are.
Dave, you have a new calling.
So,
250. Okay, any guesses what we're up to now? Seven pieces in?
Thank you very much, number six. 1,400.
Now, you're both a little off. 1630.
Way too off.
1630.
Awesome.
And by the way, folks.
Guillaume, you're awesome.
We're going to be getting these shipped out to you fairly soon. What we would appreciate is if you get these and you mount them on your wall, by all means, take pictures of them, send them to us, tag us in them.
Hell yeah.
We'd love to see these.
Absolutely.
Out in the wild, as it were, on display.
$250 for Game of Thrones. That's a lot of poutine in Canada. I'm not being dirty. Poutine is a real thing.
I know what poutine is.
And here it is.
This was the original fan favorite right here.
And this is the very, apart from mine, this is the first one to come in.
I really like this one.
Yeah.
Here you have the Frank Castle.
Got it right away.
Yep. Piece called No Greater Good Than Justice. It's got the iconic
Punisher.
Frank Castle Punisher logo on it.
Dog tag.
I kind of wanted to finish the sentence for him.
And this was done by Ralph Thompson. We encourage you to check out some of his stuff.
RT, we love you.
Yeah, check out his Facebook page.
You outdid all of us.
He's got two great Facebook pages, and he's been plugging us along the way. It's Fandalorians and Punisher Wear Zone, and he makes Punisher themed T-shirts and whatnot. So you know, something like this, just like this style. So check him out.
$400 already.
$450.
$500. Oh my gosh!
Holy shit!
$500 bid, we can go 525. $500 bid, we can go 525. Are we all in? All done. At $500 bid, we can go 525. Last time at a $500
bid. You have to buy at least one ad-at for some.
I'll make it easy on you.
This Christmas, with just based on this one piece. Someone gets an ad.
$500 bid, we can go 510. No money at all. At $500 bid, we can go 510. Are we all in? All done. At a $500 bid. And it looks like we are.
$500. Well, there's your 2,000, Tim. 21:30. 21:30.
We can buy some kid a vinyl cape job.
Once you get these home, folks, put them up on your wall. By all means, take a picture of them. Send them to our Facebook page or tag us in them. Well, we would love to.
I just got a text from Smitty. He said, "It's now the first letdown." Oh, come on, Dave.
No.
Come on.
Smitty's just going to go for a
moment. Here's a neat piece right here. This is the Hitchhiker's Guide themed plate called Alderaan, Mostly Harmless. And it has the iconic symbol from the Hitchhiker's Guide. This was done by David Smith and is a fantastic piece.
There you go.
Remember, Smitty. And bring a towel. Start me off at $250 bid. Who give me $250 and $50 and $50? I'll take a $100 bid and go. We're going to do a $100 bid. Watch this, folks. We'll start them cheap and sell them quick.
There we go.
We
got 50.
And then
we're going to
go 60. 16, 16, 16, 16.
And Quint just messaged me, too. Here goes Dave.
Now 80 and 80 and 80 and 80 where? I was going to make 80 and 80 and 80. We're going to go $80 bid. We're going to go 80 and 80 and 80. $80 bid. We're going to go 80 and 80 and 80. No money at all. At $80, we're going to go 80 and 80.
80
and
80.
80
and
80. 80.
I have it. Now we're going to go 90 and 90 and 90. We're going to go $90. No money at all at $90. I'm at $80. $80 bid, we can go 90. $80 bid, no 90. $80 bid, we can go 90 and 90 and 90.
90, all right.
90, I have no
way to go 100. Not 100 yet.
Come on, Dave, you're going to get 100, Dave. There you go, Dave got 100. He should feel, he should be very happy with himself. He was, I think he was actually, you know, there's an email following this. I don't think he was happy with the results, but he has nothing to be ashamed about at 100 bucks.
Be proud, Smitty. Pump your chest.
110.
We have 120.
Dang.
Don't wait until the last minute, folks. You may miss out. We're at 120 now. Get it back for $10 more. At $130 bid.
120.
$120 bid. We're going to go 130. $130.
My phone is blowing up between Quint and Dave, by the way.
$120 bid. We're going to go 130. $120 bid. We're going to go 130. All in, all done. At $120 bid, we're going to go 130. Last time.
Ugh.
It looks like we are.
What the hell is that, Tim?
Sound like you ran a marathon there, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Marathon of spanking.
I will be the first one to sell.
Smitty, nice job, Smitty.
Nice job. I'm telling him right now.
Piece right here, if you remember the...
he said, I'll take it.
England's loudest band. The movie Spinal Fet. Or Spinal Tap, rather. This is
what do you call it? Spinal Spit.
I can't even say it. Now.
He's wearing the shirt that has his quote.
Oh, he knows the scene. I love this. This guy is my favorite guy on the internet now.
Power plate, which is exact inner structure.
Up to 11.
Piece by who made this piece right here? This is from Mike Demain. This is Mike Demain, and again, we encourage you to check out his website. We do have it linked in the catalog. You can go there and check out all of his fantastic work.
I was hoping we'd be able to read notes about the artist between this, but this is going pretty fast, so we're probably going to have to say that at the end.
Let's go $100 bid. We can go 100, 100, 100. All in, all done. I'll go 50 and sell it cheap. We'll start them cheap and sell them quick at $50 now.
Hell yeah, 50 bucks.
We're going to be 60 and 60 and 60. $60 bid, we're going to go 60 and 60 and 60, no money.
Oh, 70.
Now 70 and 70 and 70. We're at $70 bid, we're going to go 80. $80, we're going to go 80 and 80 and 80. No money at all. $80 bid. $80, we're going to go 80 and 80. $90. Who's going to be 100, 100?
So far, none have gone for less than 100 bucks.
Mine, Phil.
Shut up.
I'm all worried about his already.
This one might.
$90 bucks is
come on. 10 more bucks.
I'll take 90. I'll take 90.
Hell yeah.
Good. I won't be alone.
Moving on. Oh wait, no, it's a, something else. Oh, there's 100.
I have 100. We're gonna go 110. And 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10
I think the high bidder is C. Yes.
At $120 bid, we go 130. What are we thinking about? You're going to get a fancy plate.
It's who?
You're going to get some great toys.
Christopher. $10
will make that happen. At $120 bid, we're going to go 130.
Now that's funny.
$120 bid, we're going to go 130.
130.
130. I have now. We're going to go 140. $140. We're going to go 140. 140. 140. We all get all done. $140 bid, we're going to go 150. 150.
It's just good.
$140 bid. $150. What else are you going to buy this Christmas season for $150? That's going to be as awesome as
one armor.
And help out the kids at the same time. We're at $140.
Anatomically correct.
Last time at $140 bid.
140.
We are.
Wow. Come on, somebody get it.
140. Oh,
very good.
Wow.
This next one is to be the first one to go for over 1,000.
All right.
Here's Matt.
All right. Matt's number two.
Together for you. The spokes from Star Wars in character. Celebrating their 100.
Fuck those guys. I made it.
Of their podcast. They have put together a plate with.
We're going to go. We're all getting credit for this.
Yep. Obscure. And, we're ghost stars, three of us.
Yeah, without all of us, we wouldn't have had 100 episodes. Look at it, I'll look at it that way.
This is the only piece podcast where you can get all of our faces on your belly.
That's true. And I signed, and right not that this is live, but I signed the back of the diamond. I fucking love Will Rohood.
Oh,
hey.
One's funny. One's 50. Jesus,
Harold.
I'm
at $150.
We get
160 last time at 150. 160. Now we're going to go 170. And 70 and 70 and 70. What are we thinking about?
The listeners have to be the one bidding on this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who wants this then? Doesn't know the show. Before.
I just like the design.
$10 more could have it in your hands tonight. At $160, we'll give you 170. Now 170 and 70 and 70 and 70. Are we all in, all done? I'm at $160, we'll give you 170.
Oh,
whoa! Where'd that come from?
We're going to go 180. 180 and 80 and 80 and 80. Where are we going to go $180?
Whoa!
$170, we're going to go 180, now 190. 190 and 90 and 90 and 90. What are we thinking about? What are we doing at $190? We're going to go 190. $180, we're going to go 190. 180, 190, 180, 190. I'm at $180 bid. I'm in at $180 bid. We're going to go 190. Are we all in, all done? At $180 bid, we're going to go 190. Last
over.
Time at $180 bid.
Gents.
And we are...
So, oh, 180. Damn.
Beautiful. Much,
five, that was like, and that was just a throwaway idea, too. I just like figured, what the heck, just to get us another piece. So, hell, that's like free money for the cause.
I love it. This is.
Here's Jeff.
Jeff.
The other host from Talking Toys.
Yep. From Marvin Dog Media, Jeff McGee.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anyway, it's this piece right here. This is a Jeff McGee. We encourage you to check out his website at Marvin Dog Media to see even more great stuff. This has stuff from Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, obviously. And is there a Harry Potter on that one? I'm not really sure.
Yes, you're right.
Anyway, fantastic piece.
He's right.
Here.
I described it wrong. I am not a... Explode. Apart from Star Wars and Star Trek, I don't know my fantasy. I've misquoted.
$100 bid and go. We get to go 100.
Sorry, Jeff. Hope that doesn't affect the bidding.
Quick. 50 and go. It's $50 bid. We get to go 15, 16, 16, 60. Let's go
16. 90.
Nope, doesn't affect the bidding.
$100 bid. We get to go 100.
There it is. Triple digits.
We get to go 110. 110 and 10 and 10. We get to go 100. $110 bid. We get to go 110. Are we all in, all done? At $100 bid, we get to go 110.
Only if Jeff is spelled with
$3 F's. $10 to get it to you.
That's true, yeah.
110.
That's Jeff. Jeff has two accounts. They both start with J.
$10 will get it back. At $10, we get it at 10. Don't let them steal it away for $10 more. At $110, we get 120, 120, 120, 120. No money at all. 110 and 120. $110, we get 120. Last time at $110, we get 120 and 20 and 20 and 20. Where? $110, we get 120. Last time.
110, 110.
No. Okay. Very good.
$10. The number 5, 7, 6. Paddle number 5.
Oh, here we go.
Best one.
I love this. Is another favorite of mine.
If it's a paddle, does that mean somebody there bought it? Like, held up their paddle?
I guess. I don't know.
That's awesome.
Is there are people in a physical room?
Sounds like
yes. I think
so.
It's both. I think they're in a room and online.
Handcrafted diorama.
I hope this needs to go for a lot. This is beautiful. This is
it's
E. That's all. Mister as in M R E.
Eric, one of our most dedicated listeners, and always updating us on all sorts of interesting stuff that he comes across in his European travels.
Yep. I hope people have taken the time to look at the pictures of this to really see it and get some
Visits.
Yeah, he's a really talented guy. Talented model maker. You can go on Mr. E's Model Facebook. What a great guy. Just the best thing since doing the podcast, meeting people from all over the world, and he's certainly one of the ones that we're all thankful we've gotten.
Yep, we got some bids. Here we go.
60, 70. We got 70, 70, 70 here, 70 here, 70 here, 70, 70, 70. That's all I can do.
And that's handcrafted stuff on there, man.
Like we are.
Made in Europe.
So, $70.
Well,
so number five,
someone
five,
stole
nine,
this.
Five,
they
five,
when
nine,
they get this and see it in person, they are going to. I'm actually going to start scanning eBay for this after the holidays to see if this is if someone just made an investment.
What is our next piece up here?
Well, thank you, Eric. It went for far less than it deserved, but we really appreciate it. It's awesome. What's that?
This is one of the first. This is by if you are Star Wars fans, then you must by now know the name Gus Lopez, who has put together the Star Wars Collectors Archive, a neat showcase of some really fancy pieces that have existed.
Be the most well-known Star Wars community
knows a lot about
participant in this project, I think.
From its very beginning inception.
Isn't he include some kind of sketches too,
yep,
Matt?
He sure did, and those are in the they're in the box right now. We got everything packed up, just ready to label and send out.
I've been browsing and lurking on that site for quite a while myself. There's all kinds of information.
Oh, look what's coming up in two more pieces after this.
Man, you shut your mouth.
You keep your mouth shut.
We're gonna skip that one.
Find out things. So please check that out. It's a neat resource and a fun community. This piece is based on the original set of Star Wars toys. It takes the idea of what would a card look like had Boba Fett been available on those cards with the coin, etc. Chop it on up.
Damn, this guy.
Chop it on a piece of armor.
I can't say enough how awesome this auctioneer is, because he's putting in details like beyond the description we sent him. He did, you know, he went above and beyond and did some extra research to really sell these pieces the way they need to be sold. He's awesome.
How about $100? That's no money.
Okay.
$100. I'll give you 110. And 10 and 10 and 10, we give you 110 and 10 and 10. $110, we give you 110 and 10 and 10.
Chris, this website for these. Forget it, hey, man. Go on here.
Yeah, exactly.
$120, $130, and $130. That is no money at all for this piece. This is a fantastic piece. One of a kind by an artist who himself is one of a kind.
One of a kind.
Sounds like he's got stories.
You know what's weird? He will not have this in his collection.
You know, there's only one artist we can't say is one of a kind. That's Scott Cherry, because he's a twin.
That is no money at all. $120, we give you $130. Somebody's going to get a steal. $120,
we
give
you $130. Wow.
$130. Now we're going to go 40. And 40 and 40 and 40 and 40.
Figures right there, Chris.
That's right.
I'll sell you one for cheap.
Because we walked in.
And it looks like we are.
Get my hands on this arm. How do I do it now?
$130.
So $130.
Nice going, Gus.
Way to go, Gus.
Gus, get on the bus. Nice.
Gus bus.
All right, next up, look at
this one is pretty damn stunning in person.
Heavy metal, and it is exactly
one of our listeners, Jamie, I think is the biggest metal fan in the world. He should be bidding on this if he hasn't been all good.
Yeah, you're right.
Scott Connor.
Sounds like an action hero.
It is fantastic. In heavy metal. Had an opportunity to look at it. This makes it look just like an old medieval plate.
On that sucker too, man. These guys with the blood.
A lot of folks out there are steampunk fans. That kind of anachronistic idea. I don't know why, but there aren't as many medieval fans out there. I'd love to see a whole fleet of Star Wars guys done up in medieval. But in meantime, you have this. Starting off, who's going to give me a $200 $500 bid and go? We're going to get $5 and $5 and $5. I'll go $300 bid, we'll get $250. $250 bid, we'll get $250 and $50 and $50. I'll take $200 bid and go.
$200.
$10 and $10 and $10. We're going to get $200 bid and $10. No, we need all the $200.
$220.
$20 and $20 and $20 and $20. At
$20
bid, we get $200.
$240.
Wow.
Very good, Chris.
Wow, I love this one.
All in, at $260 bid, now $270.
I can't wait for the next two.
I bid FD.
Yes. Oh,
get it back at 290
and 90
and 90 and 90 there.
FD 280. At this rate, every child in Philadelphia is going to get a toy.
For this piece, that is no money at all.
290.
Let's see, 300.
300. Get it back for $10 more. Tomorrow,
you're going to buy $300.
We're at $300, but we get 310. And 10 and 10 and 10 and 10, we get 310. 310. 310. What else are you going to spend $300 on this Christmas? Nothing.
Commentary.
$300.
Yeah,
it looks like we are.
Shh. High bidder.
So, 300.
FD.
We crossed 3,000.
This one out, folks. This is a piece called Super Mandalorian. This is
awesome. Look at it.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Superman as a concept and as a character.
How did you make
that
this?
I cut out all the pictures from Entertainment Weekly, and I pasted them on.
As long we're together with
my lovely son.
You and your wonderful son.
Wonderful son was here next to my side.
This isn't art. This is father, son.
This is a collage of all the people who have played.
This is family. I love Superman, and I love my son.
Father, not so much.
She help me out. Come on. Come on, let's go higher than what's the lowest one? 70. Let's go higher than 70.
Have done.
You think this is worth more than Eric
at all?
Version of that, and it's fantastic. This was done by
me
from the Artwork Project at NeoZaz.
Hi.
His boy right here.
I will fix that.
How much is the high bid?
Nobody's bid.
No,
him off. How about $100 bid and go?
No one wants this tonight.
How about I give you $20? Take this off my head. $50. There you go.
Thank you very much.
That is a fantastic piece. I would love to wear it around myself.
Look at that. Look how shiny it looks. Look at how nice it looks. Come on now.
It photographs very well.
$50 bid and
16
go. We
get
a good
$50
bid and
60.
I haven't.
60. 70.
$80. What else can you buy for $80 nowadays?
Look at that masterpiece.
Weekly. Stick it on your own armor.
$80. $70.
We all in. All done. Mona Lisa. You got Mona Creesa.
And it looks like we are.
Sold.
Come on. Come on.
So,
coming
up,
7-8-1.
That may have been the deal of the night, folks. 5-8-1. Thank you very much. Number 5-8-1, we really appreciate that. We hope
God bless you. This is super.
Superman 1. Our last Superman 1. If you have not gotten one yet, this is the piece to get. Star Wars fans out there, this is all done by Chris.
You make this?
She knows. She picked out the material for the S. I cut it out. Oh, she did color blue.
These were the Star Wars.
The blue looks very nice to me. I will say.
Better.
I encourage you to do so. It's a neat little.
But it doesn't.
You're
about some Star Wars
credit.
Characters you may not have thought about.
Better half, would you like to say anything on behalf of your armor?
The Nova.
Hi.
Podcast ourselves, and it was
kind of
fun.
What's up?
Silence, Tim! Shut your mouth!
Designed after the Christopher Reeve model.
That's right. Best Superman ever.
Legend.
So far, news as combined total is $1,000. Star Wars and characters combined total is $550.
Start them off. How about $200 bid and go? Can't go wrong right there. Start off $200 bid and go.
How about Superman?
How
Superman, Superman,
$100.
$100.
$10 more, 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 $10 more
nervous?
No, I'm glad it was for
3 digits. Is a toy under a tree.
130.
Oh, it's now officially Millennium Falcon price.
Effing 40. My kids are here. 150. 150. Holy Christmas!
Isn't it?
Literally.
Love it.
160.
Remember, folks.
160.
Spending this much money, you can hang that on your wall with pride and tell her, "Hey,
rub it on your balls."
Spent on me. That's money spent on the
kids. Come on, FD, worry, FD.
We give you 170. Last time, 160. We give you 170. Looks like we are. Hold your way.
160.
160. Good job,
good job, Chris. Oh, here we go.
And another one from the folks. At the Star Wars in character.
Here comes Dave.
Podcast. I think this is a late bloomer. I think this is going to rock.
I've lost flippers. Mike today is on that thing, man.
A local artist. And it's on, so is Chris's.
We had a local artist
on his.
That made not below. Pieces. He has unfortunately since passed away. And in fact, he was a local, and then he went to.
Way to bring it down.
Yeah, seriously, I was all excited to be
talking about.
I had a friend who really liked beer. He drank himself to death. I'm sorry.
160 for mine.
There, we'll get it and enjoy it. Again, this is from Dave from the Star Wars and Characters podcast.
You darn tootin'. Darn tootin'.
Caps were used.
Now, I want people to know, I did not drink all those. There's really crappy beer on
it. Alcoholic.
The speakers on there. Chris and I drank them during the show. Some of those were.
I packed like one of those.
Some of those were
50.
50. Recording. 70.
$50.
Now 70.
Now
80
and 80.
$80.
Now 80 and 80 and 80. $80.
See Bud Light on there? Do I see Manitoba Swill? No.
Tim, I got a little Shiner Buck on there for you.
You know what? I was just looking at that one.
That's for you, Tim.
100. You said triple digits.
Triple digits.
That Shiner Buck represents.
Triple digit.
And our list is Hillary.
Here we go. $100 bill to 110.
Texas is only good beer.
Look at that, Dave.
I'd take that.
It looks like we are.
Joe, it's still in.
How much beer is that at the bar? $100.
That's more than $100. Well, even on special.
Hey, Dave.
Good job.
$100.
Triple digits, Dave. Great job, Dave.
It's going to hang on some nice pub's wall, Patty's Pub.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing if you're a Star Wars fan. You have bar hanging in your bar. This is my clunker.
I love this one, actually.
We hope you enjoy that, and we want to thank you again.
I do like this one.
I cut. These are actually from
next piece up on the block.
Covers. This is. I went through my record collection and destroyed it for this one.
This looks like it could be on the Hard Rock here in Orlando. It reminds me of the decor of the Hard Rock in Orlando.
Can you tell us how you did this? Voices of Sting.
Then you are familiar with their albums and Yada Mandata.
That record. And I smashed it in half. I've never really. I don't know if I've ever
heard it pronounced. That record's actually from Tim.
This
Tim got. Copy
was
of
also made by Dave from the folks.
And I broke that sucker right in half, Tim. So
it hurts my feelings a little bit.
Star Wars in character podcast.
That's what I think of gifts from my friend. That's what our friendship has come down to.
At least it's not the CD with and the Japanese like version of it.
No.
The little mini CD.
Consuming all the beers.
But, I just.
You will get to decide.
I think he just took a shot at me.
He did.
When you buy it, what is it?
I don't know. Something about drinking beers and listening to the police.
A little too specific.
$100, Dave! Triple digits! That is a triple digit! shit.
No Sting fans out there, huh?
Stuart Copeland's bidding on this.
Yeah. A Summers.
Well, Dave, you'll be proud. I'm proud to not. Oh, I'm sorry. You can be proud of knowing that you've now made more money than Chris.
Holy crap, we went up to
160.
Wow.
This was your clunker you said, Dave?
This is going on for like $5 for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was like $5 this morning.
I knew Dave had a sleeper piece. I just picked the wrong one.
I'm going to take all proceeds and donate it to the forest. I'm not.
Amnesty America. Amnesty International.
Oh my God. Chris, you all right?
Yeah,
I'm all right. Look at the next piece up. But good job, Dave. Sorry, I didn't mean to take focus away from you. Awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Wow, 190.
Good job.
So far between the three of us, we haven't gotten Tim's yet. We've almost made $1,000 between the three of us.
People have been asking us questions about this.
This one kicks ass.
Tim's are great. I can't wait to see what Tim goes for.
Really a popular piece.
This one's awesome.
Look at the man with no name. Or the fet with no name in this case.
Peter Freaks.
By Kenneth Pollard.
Wow.
At his Facebook page at Talon Creative, we have put links in the catalog.
Kenny Polly, good job.
Works as well. But right now, we are looking at this one. This has been a lot of effort, time, work. Check out the detail on this.
And super, Westerns, super nice guy. And he's Orlando local.
This is the piece for you. This is...
for a few dollars more, you can get it. Man's noose.
And when you get it, you can hang it high.
We hope you enjoy. We're going to get right into it. Start me off at a $250 bid. $250 I have. We're
going to
go
$260. Here we go.
Holy shit!
Yes!
I'm at a $260 bid. We're going to go $70 and $70 and $70.
Just the gun itself is
worth it. Gun kicks ass.
$270. I'm at a $270 bid. $270 bid. I'm at a $270 bid. We're going to get $280. Are we all in? All done?
You got to be kidding me. Okay, there we go.
All right. $290 and $90 and $90. Don't miss out for $10. Get them back.
Not
$290. All right. $300.
God.
That looks like we are.
Nice.
Oh,
sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth.
Who just won this.
Thank you very much.
All right, we aren't even halfway through. We're $10 shy of $4,000.
What?
I need to get a drink. I'll be right back.
You guys better shop a lot.
Full circle. You may or may not know, but we know this guy. He was at our celebration show. He was Jedi Joe, where Chris goes first name Jedi or first name Jedi, last name Joe, and he just kind of went, yeah, okay.
I had no idea that was him.
Yeah, that's him.
Hand painted, and it shows the entire life cycle of Boba Fett.
He's got it all in there.
He does.
The skull in the middle there. This is nicely
to the Sarlacc pit and beyond. Neat piece right here. We're gonna show him off. How about a $250 bid and go. We're getting a $250 and $50 and $50 and $50. We're getting $250 bid. $250. We're getting $200 and $200 and $200. Where? We're getting $200 bid. We're getting $200. How about a $100 bid and get it started? $100 bid. I have. Now we're getting $100 bid and $110 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 and $140. Where? $10 more. We'll get it to you. At $140, we're going to 50. Last time at $140 bid.
Holy crap.
Dave, do you remember the phone conversation we had like 5 months ago? We're figuring, man, if we can get an average of $20 a piece, we'll have $1,200. And we thought that was a pipe dream.
Number 601.
We're at 4130. Thank you, Jedi Joe. Thank you, Joe Fisher, by the way. I didn't want to neglect thanking you.
Austin, I'm going to go with Coker. If I've mispronounced that, please let me know. I apologize for that.
This is from Austin, that is a very avid listener, and he's in the military. And Chris and I got to meet him at last year's Winter Festival.
Yeah,
I was stronger than he was.
Yeah. As I say, check out the video last year, and he's featured on it.
He is a 501st member.
Chris, he came in uniform, didn't he?
He did. He came in his fatigues. Made him do push-ups.
I did.
There we go. When he is not out there serving.
Yes, with his girlfriend. Country, he's back home. This guy, he drove up with King of Prussia to see us and meet us, and we were kind of flattered. I mean, just the fact that he was there. So he contributes. So.
You left to ask him if he's actually killed a man from above.
And he's designed, printed, and sent me the infamous "I fucking love War Hood" T-shirt.
Yes, he did.
Right, wearing it now.
No, didn't even think of that. I have been wringing my hands all day with nerves. I don't even know. I didn't even know what time it was until I like finally sat down for the auction. That's more than one of Chris's.
No airmen out there. All right, $100.
Thank you, Austin, for your armor and for your service.
Absolutely. Yep.
Take them when I sleep at night.
$100. Last time at $100, we give you $110.
Shh.
And it looks like we are.
He's above us.
Sold $100. Go out to Oregon to our friend, paddle number 631. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
All right.
The next one here.
This I love. This I don't really fully understand it, but I love it.
This is pretty neat. And what I like about the middle one is that it has a date on it. It's date stamped, and it's date 1983. I thought that was pretty cool.
What I imagine will be,
you'll have to explain to me what exactly are these things.
These are 70s and 80s computer chips. This is what you would if you wanted a computer to do something specific, you'd put it on this chip and you'd insert that chip into the computer. That's how programming was done before hard drives and software. It was on these EEPROM chips. If you were to open up, a perfect example of this is an 80s arcade machine. Look on eBay for an 80s arcade machine. You'll see 30 of these, and each one does something specific within the game. These are basically, you're looking at discs is what it comes down to from the 70s and 80s.
One of these makes Mario jump.
Yeah.
Just got a little slave one there on the...
Yeah, and it's made of circuitry put in the plastic cover.
50 and go. 50 I have. Now we're going to go 60 and 60. Now
we're going to go 70. It's a beautiful blue. It really is.
Yeah, it's got like this metallic sheen to it. It's really nice. I do need to ask him what that paint is and see what other and what brand and see what other colors they have for future projects.
65.
I have it. Now we're going to go 70 and 70 and 70 where? 70. 70. 70. I have it. Now we're going to go 70 and 75. 75. 75. 75. 75.
My favorite thing about this artist is that he's one of the infamous running Wilrows that we saw at Celebration 6.
Have it on your wall tonight. $70.
And we actually, I got to meet and talk to him about the project at Wizard World.
And it looks like we are.
What's that?
Is he was in Philadelphia?
Yep.
Sold $70 bid.
Nice. Thank you very much, David. That was great.
Whoever got this, I think got this out of steel too.
There we go. This has been big. This has been shared a lot from our Facebook page.
Is Fallout a video game? I'm so out of touch.
Yes, sir.
All the rage.
It's very nice.
For you gamers out there, this, if you weren't able to get your hands on one, why not spend that money on this piece? Proceeds are going to go to the kids, and you're going to get a fantastic Fallout piece for up on your wall. This piece was put together based on the Fallout 3 video game. The Brotherhood of Steel from that game.
We were halfway at Austin's, and that was let me see what that balance was quick. I'll take the 70 out. It was 42:30 at the halfway mark.
Holy mackerel.
You might
don't say anything, Chris.
We're
over halfway now. Just over. This is the second piece past the halfway mark.
And see some other art, some other neat stuff right now if you haven't already.
Thank you, Alan, for doing this. This is really this is not metal.
No, it's not. And another one I need to pick his brain on the paint he used.
You're going to get a chance. Somebody out there is going to get a chance.
Rusted copper.
Yeah, it does.
It's beautiful. How about you start me off at a $250 bid?
And these photos are not altered in any way.
How about 200?
Not that this is a live broadcast, but I'm just saying. So what you're seeing is that is their work.
210.
$10 gets it to you. 210 and 20 and 20 and 20. Or we have any Fallout fans out there at 220 and 20 and 20 and 20 and 20. That's going to be 20 and 20 and 20. We can do 20 and 20 and 20. 210 other than 220. Are we all in all done at 210 other than 220?
We'll request we buy a copy of
$10 will get it to you. At $200.
What's that?
Is this game appropriate for children?
I don't know.
Are we all in all done? Last shot.
Saving up for it, toys for it. Maybe we could, in honor of Alan, buy something from Fallout.
And it looks like we are sold.
$210.
Nice.
$210.
$210 to Paddle 559. Hey, that's local. That piece is going to be around here. We hope to see that at the next convention. Hope you get a chance.
Oh, that, could you imagine if we saw any of these at a convention at someone else's booth?
Let us know where the next convention is, too. We'll be happy to
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Local for the auctioneer and for Chris and I.
Yeah.
That would be cool if we went to.
There we go. Here's Karen's. Here's my sister's piece.
Right here. This is a neat piece. Ooh,
Karen from Muppets in Character and the upcoming Simpsons in Character. Longtime NeoZez contributor with all our stuff. She's always had her. Always helped us with everything we've done in Pennsylvania.
Show on television.
Rules. I like how she has grounds keep really hovering right
there. I like that too.
One of my favorite all time shows, Gunsmoke. I would love to see a Gunsmoke one of these armor plates. Matt, if you're out there listening,
I
guess.
Find me somebody who will make a Gunsmoke plate.
I'll do my best.
He's talking to you, man.
I know.
I would love to own one of those. Anyway, next up we have this is Mrs. Krabappel's class project.
I love the name.
This was actually designed mostly before the unfortunate news of Marshall Wallace passing away. This is from Karen from the Artmer Project and the Star Wars In Character group. Again, if you haven't listened
to she's not associated with this group.
Yet, I encourage you to head on over there and just listen to a few episodes.
Karen is the sister of the show.
Yes, she is. Yep.
Star Wars fan. But it's a neat piece. It's a nice Simpsons piece if you enjoy The Simpsons. And it's a great
cloud
homage
she did.
To Marshall Wallace.
Yep.
Played Mrs. Krabappel. They have obviously
she's much like me. She put in a handwritten note. Like she just always, she's worse on herself than anybody. And she put in a handwritten note saying, "Sometimes my ambition exceeds my talent. Sorry." I'm like, "What are you sorry about? It's great."
Perfect. Doesn't need to be sorry about anything.
We're gonna start off. It's like $200 bid and go. We're getting $200.
I like the groundskeeper Willie placement.
Yep.
Can we click on it? Why isn't it clicking? There it is, $100 bid and go. We're going to go $100 bid. We're going to go $100.
Come on.
How about $100? We'll start them off.
There we go.
We'll start them cheap. Sell them quick.
$50 best part about this so far, I don't have to keep any of these.
60 down.
60.
60.
70.
70. 70. 70. Come on. Do I see a triple digit?
$80 bid. We're going to go $80. It's great to see that the memory of Marshall Wallace is going to be put towards good use as money for the kids. For toys, this year's toys.
And it's not being used for evil.
$70 bid, we're going to go 80. 80 and 80 and 80
unless
and 80.
They're evil children.
$70 bid, we're going to go 80.
All children.
$10 could have it on your wall. At $70 bid, we're going to go 80. $70 bid, we're going to go 80. Last time, at a $70 bid, now 80.
70 bones, come on.
80. There it is.
80 hey. Wire. Almost hammered it down. You got it back.
My boyfriend's name is Tori, so that's not him.
$90. Who'll give me 90 and 90 and 90? At $90, we'll give 90 and 90 and 90. I'll do this. I'll let you get it back to 5. Because he almost stole it away. At $80, we'll get 85. $80, we'll get 85. $80, we'll get 85 and a 5 and a 5 and a 5. We'll get 85 and a 5 and a 5. $80, we'll get 85. No money at all. $80, we'll get 85 last time.
Bibbidi bobbidi boop.
And now we are.
5 and a 5 and a 5.
So, $80. Nice.
625. Thank you, number 625. And we hope you enjoy that.
I can't believe we're 25 pieces in. We're approaching the 2/3 mark, and the lowest any of them has gone is $70. And me and Dave were like hoping for 20 in average. That's I'm just blown away.
$4,500 on the night.
This is I've been interviewed by BobaFett.com and I've now been quoted as saying this is my favorite and I stand by that. I love this piece.
It's beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
$4,500 bid raised.
Did Carly cut her ear off
for the program. I want you to give.
I don't know, but I saw when I said that when I did the I will be I accepted the invitation to the Winter Festival. I saw she was on the list too, so that'd be cool to if she's there and meet her for chat with her a couple minutes about it.
Sure, we can hit at least
Carly at Wizard World too.
We may have. It's I don't remember. I know her sister, and Ryan actually explained this when he explained who Carly was. His sister was the one dressed as Luke when he was Slave Leia.
Carly
Okay. Oh, okay.
So we may have met her. She may have been there too.
She's at the Winter Festival. Personalized thank you.
Carly Schmidt.
Absolutely. Yep.
And it is based on the Vincent van Gogh Starry Night piece. Again, bringing back the.
Look at that thing. That's like it belongs in a museum.
Neat piece right here. We hope somebody will enjoy it. Let's turn them off. How about a $200 bait? $200.
Oh my God! Look at that. And it deserves it. It really does.
Nice.
$10 more. FD.
I keep seeing FD. He's gonna. I'm gonna send like half the pieces to this guy. I think.
FD and CA. I've seen a lot.
30 and 30 and 30. Are we all in? All done. At 20 and 30 and 30 and 30. Are we all in? All done. At 230 and 40 and 40 and 40. We get 40 and 40 and 40. Gotta get it going. 40 and 40. Don't miss out. What are we thinking about? For tops at $270, we're getting $280 we're getting $270, we're getting $280 Are we all in, all done at $270, we're getting $280
Something else, man.
That's lovely.
Bam.
And it looks like we are.
Silence. I love it.
We're all looking
at $270, nice.
Number six, three.
Well deserved, well deserved. It is beautiful.
Number six, three, five. We greatly appreciate your bids and for all the underbidders for helping us.
This one's cool too.
I love this one.
Bad robot.
I will admit I had designs on this one. I really wanted it, but it's gotten too expensive for me, I think.
This is by Joel Knowlton. I think he's definitely part of the Mandalorian merch here in Florida. I think he's actually the organizer. So I'm hoping in the future, once all the smoke clears from all this and all our Christmas stuff, next year when we start doing, you know, doing our promotional stuff again, I get to work with him down here because I haven't gotten near the exposure I wanted to for us and for our events and for Toys for Tots that I wanted to. But I think with Joe's help, we'll be able to do something this year.
Holy
I think JJ Abrams is watching.
I think so, yeah.
$500
A little out of my budget, yeah. If I had won this, I was going to send it off to Bad Robot Productions. I was going to give it to the production house.
Your sister's keeping a tally, too.
Oh, nice.
You know what? This is. This is
pretty. $500 We're gonna go 5-10. You're not gonna be able to get it tomorrow. Can't get on down to Walmart.
I didn't hear a word you said, Dave. You're breaking up.
Somebody makes a straight donation.
Yeah.
Remember, all the money spent is gonna go to a good cause. It's all heading out to. The folks at
I wonder if this guy has an inside line to J.J. Abrams that is gonna do something with it. I mean, again, that's another pipe dream in my head, but. Who knows?
What if this appears in episode 7?
Oh my God! Today was the auditions here in Nashville, and I completely forgot. I meant to go out there and look at the line.
With that, we're at 5,360, Chris. We were wondering if we're going to get the 5,000 again. Another just dream talk, and we've got. I don't know what we got to go. We got a bunch to go.
I wish Christy was here just to pinch me and then bite me.
What?
Burn you and drip hot wax.
We have 17
on you.
Pieces to go. We're at $5,360.
Oh,
thank you, Joe.
This
man.
Is insane, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, hey, Joe. If we're not going to meet up to work together, we're going to meet up for a beer because we owe you at least that.
Guaranteed.
Here it is,
Tom
the
Hutchins,
bell of the ball right here.
Wish the Bantha skull.
No, it's a Dinobot or something. What is it called, Dave?
It's a Dinobot.
It's Mythosaur. It's a Mythosaur.
Mandalore the Uniter.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, folks. When we do jewelry auctions, when we do our antiques auctions, when we're out there selling dump trucks and pickup trucks, what? I never get the chance to say things like Mandalore the Uniter. So I want to thank you folks for giving us the opportunity to do this.
This was an incredibly generous donation by Tom Hutchins, the founder of the Mandalorian Marks. Not only all I was looking for was his endorsement in this project, and he just he went ahead and, you know, asked for a set of our armor. He probably threw mine straight in the garbage because what he sent was this 14 gauge aluminum hand pounded into the men into the armor shape and then painted in a Christmas yet Star Wars motif. It's incredible.
So this guy's Thor.
Yeah, I hope this goes for. It needs to go for a lot. This really needs to be the star of the show. I hope it gets up there.
And it is that deep collar that Nick talks about.
Yep.
Yeah. Generosity from Tom. He said he only makes like three a year. And here's one of them, right?
Happens to be in some Christmas colors too. So,
oh, I've just said, yeah.
Fantastic piece, and we hope you will enjoy it. Start me off. How about a $500 bid? You go. We're gonna go $500. I'll drop it. How about $250? That's no money. At $250 bid, we can get $250 and $50 and $50. What else are you gonna buy for $250 bid this Christmas season? At $250 bid, we can get $250 and $50 and $50. I'll go $200. How about $100?
$100. Okay. Whoever's getting this is now getting it for a steal because I think he sells it for far more than any of this price. $180. Okay. Good. 180 and 80 and 80. Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
CA.
Come on, FD.
Yeah, come on, FD. Come on, FD.
Don't let CA.
200, there you go.
By Jay-Z 7.
That's no money. At $200, we're going to do 210 and 210 and 210.
I'm going to do 210.
CA.
Now 220, 220, 220. Don't miss out for $210. We're going to do
220. There we go.
We're going to do 20 and 20 and 20. We're going to do 30. That's going to be 30 and 30 and 30. I'm at $220. We're going to do 30. $220. We're going to do 30.
How heavy is it, Matt?
It's heavy. It's probably not.
Last time, $200.
Probably not as heavy as you think, but it's weighty.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's really nice. You know, I'm grateful for the 220, but man, that was a this guy stole it. This guy got lucky, or girl, this person got lucky. But thank you, Tom. That was. I mean, beyond donating that piece, I'm sure Tom drove a lot of bidders to this event right now. So we want to take it just a quick second to thank him once again, and we'll do it again at the end of the show.
Thank you, Tom, and the Mandalorian Merc.
This just in, according to Facebook, the first confirmed winner, Derek Boyer, was the one who won Picnic on Dantooine.
Oh, wow.
Derek?
We know
Derek Boyer, yeah, he won the Picnic on Dantooine. We know Derek, don't we?
Yeah, he's the Mush Mania dude.
Yeah, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
The man. He got one of my favorite pieces.
Uh-oh, watch out, Derek. Someone steal it.
Where's he live? Where he lives?
We knows where he lives.
Someone out there will enjoy it. Show me off.
He might. I love the emphasis on this thing.
Yeah, this is another good one, too. $200, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I got some. We definitely have to go through the information, Dan. I got some information from Laura at the end of her body of work that I didn't get to the auctioneer in time, so I want to make sure I give her a full promo, too. This is just going so damn fast. I can't get it in.
I love Falcon. It's so perfect.
$10 more dollars will get it to you. Put it up on your wall for $10 more. What else can you put there? At $220.
What else can you put there?
Hang a picture of your ugly kid. Put this up.
Kid looks like a rat. This looks like a gem.
That's nice. Laura.
Thank you, Laura. I think Nick, our buddy Nick, from the Mando Armor episode, is the one who put us in touch with her. If it wasn't Nick, it was Ryan. But both those guys got us some good artists. I didn't want to talk over Ted piece. This is our friend Ted.
Teddy D.
Ted-dastic Jr.
A big Evil Dead fan, this is the piece for you.
Yep.
I've enjoyed this the past couple of weeks. I've had an opportunity to look at it.
That Wizard World filled up.
As the description says, Mandalorian armor plus the Book of the Dead equals win.
Artist, so.
Yep. Put together by Ted Dastic.
Jr.
You know his work?
Yeah. Not his father.
Not his dad, yeah.
He is an approved Lucasfilm artist.
I have a mole on my chest that looks kind of like this.
And he has worked on various...
I'm kidding. My chest is pristine.
Not a hair in sight.
We're going to take your word for it.
Or some of his other work. He's worked on things like Batman, Walking Dead, Hobbit.
I got to pee so bad.
In addition to the Evil Dead, Voltron, Archie, Tarzan.
Tim, pee where you're at right now. Just pee right there.
That was Matt, not Tim. And I'm
Was you Matt?
You thought I was Tim.
Matt, pee right there.
Here's a glass.
Excuse me, there's no glass.
A vast virus database has been updated.
He's worked with,
well, that's good to know.
Who's that joining?
That was my PC.
The Necronomicon. Now, I just got done watching the remake.
Sound attractive.
Last night or the night before.
This, I will say this. This has nothing to do with the Project of Peace or anything. This was the best haunted house at Halloween Horror Nights.
Hey, Karen, Karen might volunteer to help you find girls' toys.
Oh, there you go.
He's right here, and you can wear the Necronomicon
touch
on your chest.
Or Karen.
Don't blame us. We are not liable. I want to state that the Big Toy Auction, neither the Big Toy Auction nor the Star Wars In Podcast, the folks from NeoZaz.
I love Star Wars In Podcast.
It's a very great podcast. Festival,
none of us are liable if your soul should be stolen during this
I knew he was going to do shit.
A little piece of my soul gets stolen every time I record, anyway.
Oh. We're going to start them off. How about a $500 bid and go? We're going to get $500, $500, $500. We'll go $250.
Look at this thing.
$250. Watch this, folks. We're going to start them cheap. Sell them quick. How about a $100 bid and go? $100 bid I have. We're going to get one 10 and 10 and 10 and 10. We're going to get one 10 and 10 and 10.
Whoa.
At 100, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
It's a beautiful piece.
It's gorgeous.
It's an
Remember again, number five.
160. All right. Good job, Tim. Scott Jerry.
This
one rocks.
We got to do something with the Barbarian Rage podcast. These are cool dudes.
Yeah, you were generic. It was. Oh, I mean,
yep.
Instinct chemistry. I think Matt's going to
leave.
No, just you guys. I'm going to do it with Scott and Adam and not know who the hell's talking.
Because
they're twins.
This is beautiful. I love that. I love the haze.
Right here.
He did a fantastic time-lapse video that he posted that we shared on Facebook.
I see that.
Yeah.
Featuring some of your favorite bounty hunters from the Star Wars.
That would have been great. Little tiny Greedo in the little diamond. Teeny tiny Greedo.
You can see more of Scott Cherry. He is involved and runs the Barbarian Rage podcast. By all means, feel free to check that out. Listen to what he's
doing. He's holding a fart.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Fiddlesticks. What has two thumbs and is on this armor? This guy.
$250 bid.
$250
bid. I love reflection. The IG88. It's just.
This
is like.
Someone's got to get this guy out there to Lucasfilm because this guy's a talent.
This guy's great. Yeah. $140.
Good. Good. Nice. $160.
We're at 160.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
170, I got to go 180. 180 and 80 and 80. We're going to get $170 bid. We're going to get 180 and 80 and 80. No money. That doesn't mean $170 bid. We're going to get 180. Last time at $170 bid, we're going to get 180 and 80 and 80. Don't miss out. At $170 bid, we're going to get 180 and 80 and 80. $170 bid, we're going to get 180. $170 bid, we're going to get 180.
Don't miss out.
Last time.
Silence.
Looks like we are.
We've never been this quiet in a recording session.
Yeah.
And with that, we cross the 6,000 mark. We're at $6,130.
And with this next one, we'll cross the $10,000 mark.
With 11.
Oh!
Here we go. Tim.
Here we go.
Question come on in through the.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud of how this turned out.
I want to address very quickly. Somebody asked if these are tax deductible. Now, it is going to a benefit organization, it is going to Toys for Tot. However, a couple of things here. One, we are not tax professionals, so anything that we are stating for you tonight is our interpretation of how we interpret for us the laws.
What'd you say?
Tax goes.
Accountant is probably the bottom line.
Yep, exactly.
You should definitely keep in mind.
How'd you make this?
Just spray paint.
Talk to...
The star is a little wooden star that I found at Joanne's Fabrics.
Your own tax professionals about this, but our interpretation...
I've got...
of that.
I got Jim Steranko to sign it at one of the Nashville Comic Cons.
Anything because we are.
He was kind of a dick, good, but he signed it. So he was making fun of me a little bit for being a nerd.
Really?
Material goods for those.
Yeah, wow. He was like, "You made a Captain America Boba Fett? Really?"
Receiving material goods, only portion as we understand
yep.
that can be.
But he signed it. He was nice enough to sign.
It really is cool,
and he's an awesome autograph. Because
okay, so it's item, and we are selling the only one of it.
It's nice and big. It's great.
Yeah,
he did just put both these him.
Write it off. In addition, money will be given to folks
because it's a one-of-a-kind auction.
Oh, okay.
There's no fair market value that you can go off.
Oh, interesting. Well, we definitely need to keep all the receipts for the toys in case someone not write needs it off. To.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't feel good about giving two toys for tots. And if you don't win, you can always give them a cash donation.
Damn, this guy's awesome.
We will gladly take your cash donations on our donation thing on the NeoZaz website.
Yeah. And you get episodes of the podcast for doing it, so
yeah,
do it.
For those of you who are asking,
yeah, I do have a special thank you. We got our biggest one-time donation today at $100. It was pretty
amazing.
Waking up to that was pretty incredible.
Nice.
We need to do a personal show for that person.
We do. Yep. I agree.
Nice show.
Since you are receiving actual tangible.
Do it now.
Keep that in mind. Let it deter you. Neat pieces and good cause. Let me take care of this for 1 second here.
He has to pee too, I think.
Yeah.
Pee in a glass.
I gotta drain the main vein.
Christy's got a glass.
Hey, it's my glass.
Back on track.
All right.
And I hope you guys didn't.
I'm very proud of my piece.
It's good. I hope you guys didn't mind that since you each had two pieces, I labeled one as Star Wars in Character and one as NeoZaz.com just to cross promote everything.
I actually had a problem with that, but I wasn't going to bring it up.
Okay.
I'm real pissed.
That's all I'm going to think about this week now.
All right, next piece up is a piece called Captain America.
Fett.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain Fett. America.
He's not very good at reading copy, is he?
No, I am a big fan of Captain America. I really enjoy this piece. There's a neat piece right here.
Thank you for checking
out Goose Pimples.
There's somebody out there. We hope you will enjoy it as well. It is done up in the classic red, white, and blue of Captain America. It almost kind of looks like the one of the Super Patriot or the U.S. agent. No, not the U.S. agent. He was gray. But one of the Super Patriot costumes right here.
U.S. agent. He's black and red.
It's been a long night.
Looks like Lady Liberty from The Tick.
Costumers out there.
Yeah, American made.
There you go. Marvel and Star Wars are now sister companies.
That's true.
That's right. Now we can only be sued by one company.
That's right. Good. You only get one season to sell later.
Tim from Star Wars in Character. And is based on the Steranko version of the Marvel Comics icon. So, here's your chance.
Signed by Steranko. Signed by Steranko.
Signed by him, yes.
Based on Steranko's hair.
$250 and $50. I'll start them off at a $200
bid. Get out of here.
Very nice. By L-S.
$220. $230. $240. $240. $240. $240. $250. That's going to be $250 bid. We get to $250. $250 bid.
Magnificent best.
$240 bid. We get to $250. Are we all... Got it, $240 bid, we get a $250.
Look at that.
Last time, the $240 bid, we get a $250.
Unbelievable.
At a $240 bid, $10 more will get it to you. At a $240 bid, we get a $250.
Come on, $250.
Come on, $250.
Yeah. $250. Hey. $260.
Now we're back at $260. Get it back at $270 and $70. Don't miss out for $10 at $270 and $70. It can go on your wall.
This is yes, I love you.
$260 bid, $270. Last time, the $260 bid, now $270.
$260. Nice. Very nice. All right. NeoZaz collectively has made $1,780. The crew of Star Wars in Character alone has made $1,250, and we still have two pieces to go for Star Wars in Character.
Hey, as soon as you get those, let us.
Nice job, Tim.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll get a chance to see
them. Do you want us to buy for the kids?
For the kids. Do it for the kids. Right. Come on.
For the children.
Maybe you're not a Captain America fan. That's okay. You're going to get a chance. This
ooh.
Is Wolverine.
Tim's like, he's surprised. Ooh, look at that piece.
I made this one. Oh, I did.
This is nice.
This is nice, Tim.
This is real nice. Look at that.
From the Star Wars in Character podcast.
I wanted to get this one signed by Herb Trimpe at the same convention I had Steranko at, but he had canceled at that convention.
What a dick.
How about $250? Yeah. We can do $250 and $50 and $50. At $250, I'll do $250. How about $200? That's no money at all. All right, we'll start them cheap. Sell them
$100. $100.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
And 10 and 20 and 20 and 40.
This makes more than a signed Captain America. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Now 170 and 70 and 70. Get them back for $10 more. At $160, we go 70 and 70 and 70. Don't let them slip through your fingers for $10. At $160, we go 170. 160 now 170. 160 now 170.
Get your hands on Wolverine's chest. Touch it.
170.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
$60 bid now 170. Are we all in, all done? Nice. At 170, there we have it. Now 180. And 80 and 80 and 80 and 80 where? Wiggity 180 and 80 and 80. $170 bid, we give you 180.
Wiggity.
You need to display
wiggity, 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 wiggity,
wiggity. Go for $10.
How high, real high, because I'm just a fly.
$180.
Yes.
$180. Love
this. This is L dash 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 S again.
At $180, we're going to go 190. Last time at $180 bid, now 190.
Stands for? I just figured it out.
What?
Lucas.
$180 bid.
Whoa.
559.
It took me like 2 minutes to figure out what you spelled.
Yeah.
That could work.
That's wow. Really, really nice.
Tim Gray.
Again, number 559, and thank you for all the other bidders.
Well, this is
the
here we go.
I hope
this will be this piece.
I gave up on this twice. We'll see if it was worth doing in the end.
Now this
what
is
that? It's great.
Well, first time a plate got cut by accident on the when I was sanding it down, and then I was having some huge paint problems. So I gave up on it twice, but persevered.
I want to know where'd you find those little sticky things on it to the
eBay.
Right and left?
eBay.
Saga as it is now.
I was like, how do you make those?
My favorite part is the shoulder armor.
Like that?
Yeah.
That's so well done.
Yeah.
This is by
Matt.
Matthew.
Matt, one more time from the Star Wars in Character podcast.
This is going to go for
Matt is
$400.
$400.
This thing together, and we want to thank
I hope.
You for
this
all
is
your
this
help.
Is
the, really,
thank you, Chris, for your help. Not you, Chris, the other Chris.
Getting descriptions up, sending us all that information, and then going out there and promoting it. Not to mention contacting all of the artists. If you've ever run a charity auction or anything like this before, you know what a pain that can be. So we want to thank Matt, all the folks at Star Wars in Character for their tireless efforts.
Thank you, Matt.
And we hope that we're able to raise quite a bit of money for the folks at Toys for Tots.
Christy, can you take care of Matt since you're sitting there with him?
During the show?
This piece is all designed
am I supposed to take care? No.
One hand on the mic, one hand on his mic.
Speaking to the mic.
We're gonna sort them off. How about
creepy? Both of us at the same time.
$250 bid to get it going.
All right, $250. Come on.
We're gonna sort them off at $250 bid.
No, $250.
Jake dash 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 I.
60 and 60 where? At a $260 bid, we're gonna do 60 and 60 and 60. I'm a $260 bid. $10 more will get it to you. At $250, we're gonna get 260. No money at all, right there. What else can you get for $10 more today? At $250, we're gonna get 260 and 60 and 60.
That's come on.
There you go.
Here we go.
J7.
I'm at 260, we're going to go 270. And 70 and 70 and 70 and 70 and 70. I'm at $260, we're going to go 270 and 70 and 70 and 70. $260, we're going to go 270 and 70 and 70. We all in, all done.
Wow.
Good.
Oh, there we go.
70 I have of the wire. Now we're getting it to 80 and 280 and 280. $270 bid to 280 and 280 and 280. $270 bid.
Yeah.
All right.
One more.
I'd like to see this beat the Flyers one.
300. Will we see 300?
Come on, J7.
I'm a $290 bid. We're going to go 300. What else can you buy for $300? At $300, we're going to go 300 and 300. Never going to see a piece like this ever again.
There it is, 300. All right, we're tied with Flyers.
Hey.
$300, baby!
$300 bid, we're going to go 310. $3 bid, we're going to go 310 and 10 and 10. We're going to go $310 bid. We're going to go $300 bid, we're going to go 310, 310, 310, 310. I'm at $300 bid, we're going to go 310.
All right. Beat Flyers.
So does it
really 320. No, Flyers are going well.
Oh,
sure.
I don't know
what
you're
saying. 330.
340. by Jay-Z 7.
350.
350.
360. Holy shit.
People have been thinking about it. Now they realize they want it.
Oh, my God.
390. 400.
Can I break the 500? I can't break the 500.
I'm tearing up.
I got goosebumps. I swear to God. $440.
You can find it. Big borrow and steal for it to get $440, now $450. Don't let him steal it. At $450, babe, we're going to get a $450. Don't let it get away. It's right there, $10 away from your grasp. At $450, babe, we're going to get $450 and $450 and $450. I'm at $440, babe, we're going to get $450. Last time at $450, babe, we're going to get $450. Don't miss out. For $10 more.
We're going to go
$450.
I think we leveled up.
Last time at $440, now $450.
Wow.
All in. Wonderful. All done. At a $440 bid, we're going to go $450. And it looks like we are.
Silence.
Nice.
$440.
Definitely worth doing again.
Five, three. Thank you very much. Number
Hi, gentlemen.
Five,
we are at $7,010.
You should be shitting me.
I am not shitting you.
This is the one you were going to throw away, you said?
I gave up on it twice.
Okay. That's the second highest one behind Punish. Nice job, Matt.
Send us a photo or to tag us, put it up on Facebook and tag us in it. We would love to see that.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
You guys have a lot of shopping to do.
I can't wait. I love shopping.
Now, Matt, you didn't make this piece, did you?
Who, me? Oh, no. This is a complete donated piece as well. Yep.
Okay. I was going to say, it looked very different.
It's great. David White.
We got 10 more to go. We're at $7,000.
Woo!
Getting text from
this. He made this with the decap collar as well. Mm. It's really, really well done. And it's cool because it's a little bit different.
Like, in space, no one can hear you screaming to get your head cut off.
It makes it stand out a little.
Yeah.
Very generous of David. Like Matt said, like some people just took it upon themselves to donate their own thing. Say, hey, I see you're doing this. I don't need anything from you. I just want to be a nice guy.
Right.
And this guy's one of them. Nice job, Dave.
And this guy's from Titusville, Florida, which is the nerve center of the NASA program when it was in its heyday. So either – I don't know. I have no idea where he works. I don't know if he works there or not, or he's definitely surrounded by it for sure, and probably a big NASA fan like me. So that's cool.
I wonder if this ends up staying in Florida then.
Yeah.
Or maybe Houston.
And those are NASA patches on there, which is a nice touch.
Lot number 440, and it's put together by David W. White.
Awesome.
Wow.
Fact, I wonder if one of our bidders is one of our previous donors for the PowerCon. We do in September for the folks at the PowerCon, that is the He-Man auction.
The generosity of
we do their auction as well. And one of our
stacked.
Donors for that is actually
absolutely.
An employee of NASA.
You're listening to this.
Here with us tonight. This piece right here, it's Mandonaut. And it is in the orange and blue of the NASA.
So we can't remember if we did 600 or 700. Let's say even if it was 700, we now have hit 10 times our last year's donations. And that doesn't count what could come in and what has come in on the episode downloads.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris and I thought it was around 600 because we bought 105 toys with us last year too, the winners of all, and they were all around.
Right. If you brought 105 toys with $600, that means you're going to bring 1,050 toys with $7,000.
You're going to need a big truck.
Gonna need a bigger boat.
70. Nothing has been below 70. That is awesome.
Yeah. And like you said, we were hoping
20. Yeah, we're hoping for 20.
Yeah.
God.
Karen pointed out that one of the bidders has spent over $800 on pieces.
She's
following people and tracking.
Well, thank you, Karen.
The accountant is checking it.
Yeah, that's Karen, true.
Our man on the street.
She's our Don Pollock. Did you see her take a shit, Chris?
I wanted to.
Why did you even?
Why did I? I did that. That was my fault.
Kidding, Tori.
$70.
$70. Nice.
That's straight donation.
Yep. It's almost- that is 100% donation right there. It's shipping and everything.
Yeah. Oh, $70.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely, David. Thank you.
Here at $70 bid to paddle number 600. Thank you very much.
This one was a big surprise. This next one coming up.
This one I thought was really cool.
All right, what do we got next? Still some good pieces.
This is one of those ones I would have never thought of, and then I saw it and went, this is awesome.
Yeah. Beautifully executed piece right here.
Welcome to your oblivion.
Looks metallic too, but
yes,
just the paint.
Yep, yep.
Unbelievable.
If you haven't gotten it yet.
The technique and the artistry on some of these have been really, really unbelievable.
This next piece is our piece called titled "We Have Such Sights to Show You."
This is an awesome one. Look, yep. Chain, man.
She's actually a friend of Patience who runs the Winter Festival. Patience had contacted us. I guess she lost my contact information and contacted us on how to get it shipped to us. So there's a chance we might meet her at the Winter Festival too.
All right, you, Courtney.
But a 501st member, and she has put this together.
And she's $250.
Wow! He's not even done his pitch, and it's already at $250.
Pan head.
This is the little chains. Always remember the puzzle box. Somehow they forget the chain.
The only pin they put on it was "Welcome to Oblivion." From that loop. The Halloween loop we did.
No, that's right. Yeah.
We're going to start this off.
Yeah, Russell. Papa.
I'm at $250 bid. I have it. Now we get to go 260 and 260. Are we all in, all done? At $260 bid, that's no money at all. Get it back for $10 more. At $260
is no money at all.
60 and 60 and 60 and 60, all the money going to the folks at Toys for Tots. This is a chance for you to put something neat up on your walls and get the kids some toys. This
is a cool like Halloween decoration too, you know.
$250
Perfect Valentine's Day present.
It took me a second.
Be good. Chris and I are big into Halloween. We decorate our houses. That would look really cool.
That would be cool.
Up on the wall for Halloween.
Good for it. $260, man.
So $250.
Man, like one hidden gem.
Here we go, Quint from Trailer Pod Boys.
We hope you enjoy that number 594.
Is up next. Yes, thank you, Courtney. Sorry. Yeah, so Quint's worried about his piece.
All right.
I'm not.
You Canadian fans, Star Wars fans, our brothers to the north. Here is a neat piece right here. This is lot number 460. Lot number 460. From the folks, from Quint at the podcast, the Trailer Pod Boys, this is our thematic, very nationalistic hockey piece right here. Shows the maple.
Look at all that socialized medicine up there.
Neat piece right here. I like the way that the hockey stick seems to.
I think Benome is hiding in the chest plate, but we can't see him because it's white.
The armor itself is a little bit more.
Quint just texted me. Here comes a couple of action figures worth.
You Canadians out there will enjoy this. Hockey fans will enjoy this. And by the way, folks, if you are a hockey fan, we're going to put in a plug real quick. We have, I believe it's next week or the following week, but we have, you can look on the website at thebigtoyauction.com. We have a terrific bunch of hockey equipment, hockey jerseys and sweaters, etc., going up for sale.
Jim's a hockey fan. Matt's a hockey fan. I'm a hockey fan. Chris?
Bobby Clark. Oh, I know.
Christy's a hockey fan.
Canadian Canada.
Here we go.
And we'll start them off. How about a $200 bid and go, buddy? At $200 bid, we can get $200. How about $100 bid, buddy? At $100 bid, guy. At
hey, buddy. I just realized what he said. Someone buy it.
At $50 bid. Who can be 50 and 50? Start off.
50, all right, Quint. That's more than a couple.
60 and 60. Hey, we can get 60. L-$50
bid, we can
get 60. Oh, Quint. And Quint was very helpful.
60 FD. FD's back.
At our live show at Celebration 60, did all that sound and stuff. So.
Yep, 70.
LF. Thank you, Quint.
We have yet to drop below 70.
That's a lot of bat bacon right there. You can buy it.
A lot of bat 80. He is beyond the lowest bid.
$10 get.
Woo!
Now we're at $100. We can do $100.
Can I say it?
Just $10. Who can be $100? We can do $100. At $90, we can do $90. Who can be $100? We can do $100.
Come on.
I'm at $90. We can do $100. Who can be $100? I'm at $90. We can do $100.
There is.
$100. 100, I have it. Now we give you 100, 110, 110, 110, 110. 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 100, I'll give you 110 last time.
At $100, but the 20 action figures are there, man.
Exactly.
$100 bill, we're giving you a $110 bill more. Somebody out there in Canada has got to take this home.
There it is, 110.
Guy LaFleur is bidding on this one. Hall of Famer.
$110 bill, 120 and 20 and 20, 120 and 20 and 20. I'm on a $110 bill, we give you 120. Last time, $10 more can take it. It's heading to America right now, Canada. Right. You can't let it stay.
That's right. Start a war.
It's going to be an international incident.
Get it right into the country where it belongs. At $110, we'll give you 120. $110, we'll give you 120, guy. At $110,
hey,
120, 120, 120. $110 bid last time. At $110 bid, and we are.
Silence.
Hey, $110.
Yeah, yeah, what was he worried about?
Title number 584. We're going to thank them.
This, I think, is going to do well. Oh, they're all doing well.
What do
I say? I'm saying that, but they're all fucking doing well.
Yeah.
All right, next up is a piece called Tet Effect.
Tet Effect.
Tet Effect.
This is a steampunk Boba Fett piece. We hope you've had an opportunity to look this over. It is one of the neatest pieces. Now, it came in late. All of these pieces right here at the end are the pieces that came in a little bit later. We have them at the end of the auction so that they can get just those few extra minutes worth of exposure and sales time. But if you've done an auction before, especially if you've done them with us, you know that the ones that come in later, those are the deals. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to market those the way we would like.
So this is from Sunday. Oh, no.
Yep.
So
some of these go for a little bit less than they normally
would.
Did she
do, like, on her own? Like, how did you know that she was able to do something?
Yeah, she's an artist. She's a, well, first, she's a graphic designer, a graphic artist by her job. And then, you know, I just have known she's done different kind of artworks and whatnot through years and years of, you know, having known her ever since we got to really know everybody at the when we did a fan film the series. That's when we spent the most time with her. But
components, etc. Nice
thing.
About a $250 bid and go. I have it now.
$250. Look at that, right out the door.
People love the steampunk. I mean, this is like a great idea.
I'm at $250. Look at 260 and 60 and 60. Can't go wrong here. All the rage is the steampunk Boba Fett. In fact, look online for steampunk Boba Fett.
Yeah, he's even promoted this piece on his Facebook page.
Fan film.
Set this guy.
Yeah, steampunk Boba Fett. There is a guy. A merc that goes by the name Steampunk Boba Fett, and he's got a huge Facebook following, and he promoted this piece specifically.
We're at $250 bid. I got to get this $260 and $60. We're at $250 bid. Don't miss out for $250 bid. We give you $260. $10 more will get it to you. You can put it up on your wall. You can put a steampunk plate helmet with it. Check the two of them out together. Neat piece right here, $250 bid, $260.
That's a lot of money right there.
That really is.
$250 bid, we give you $260.
Bada boom.
Cut, paste, print. Sold.
And it looks like we are. Sold.
$250. All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, happy days.
To Kentucky, and we hope it finds a good home there.
Kentucky. Kentucky likes. Kentucky knows what steampunk is.
People have to move.
We don't have electricity to steam power.
I looked real hard to see if I saw a nipple.
Not your daddy's bounty.
I'm not surprised. This is by Fett Finish, who does a lot of custom armor painting, and he did. You may have seen his work because he did a Nerdist themed helmet for the Nerdist podcast that they have probably displayed throughout the year. So it was cool to have that, you know, connection, I guess, in a sense with a artist that's that well known in the hobby that we're all involved in.
Yeah,
and the Han frozen in carbonite is like so perfect. Yeah.
It is in the Mandalorian green and yellow kind of tint that has been hand distressed as though it's been through some battle. Neat
yeah,
distressed. All around right here. We hope you will enjoy it. Start me off. How about a $250 bid and go? We're getting $250 and $50 and $50 and $50. We're getting $250. How about $200
right off the bat,
man.
I'm at $200 bid.
$220.
$20 and $20 and $20. We're getting $30 and $30 and $30 and $30. We're getting
$200. If I bought this, I would paint my own nipple on her.
It looks like Chris's nipple on that chick.
What'd you put on Han?
$250 bid. I'm at
$240
bid and more dollars bid.
It looks like Chris's balls on that guy.
I'm at $240 bid. We get
$250 seen those.
It's on YouTube. No money
at all. $250.
Chris's balls are as iconic as the McDonald's arches.
Over what? 3 million served?
We're billions spunk.
Billions and billions and billions scarred.
All in, all done. At $250.
Whoa!
Hey, man.
Fed finished.
Fed finished. Thank you. Now.
Finish.
Now you did a new Nerdist helmet. Do a news ass helmet.
3, 2, 6, 2, yeah. Takes it. $250. Thank you.
I like
very
how I'm
much, number
charging at our artist that just made us $250. That was terrible. Thank you, Fed Finish. I'm sorry I said that.
We want to thank you and all of the other underbidders.
There's Amy. There's a friend. There we've known Amy for decades at this point.
All the money going tonight. All the money raised tonight is going to the folks at Toys for Tots. Every time you bid.
This would be great, like if you went to like a very cool like Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
They do this on Dia de Mickey stuff on the wall. It's really she's got all kinds of little things in there. She even has the wood necklace in the middle.
Yeah, the Jaipur snippet.
I didn't notice until the photos that the eyes were the Rebel and Empire symbols.
If I do, I apologize. By Amy, Kara Kappa, Quebec.
I think that's right. I don't know her married last name, but we know the Caracappa parts, right?
Amy from the old movie theater.
Yeah. She was the camera woman of Die Hard with Butter Flavoring.
That she certainly she was the one that filmed your balls.
Filming your balls.
Because I was dumb and I forgot to put.
I know she liked it. Good for her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was in a whole bunch of art classes in high school with Amy.
I bet you were, Tim.
And if, I think I was in French class with her, too.
Oh.
I think Tim had a thing.
Check it out afterwards.
She does.
Piece that you bought from her, go and check out the rest of her works.
She did not have a thing for
Tim. If you don't win, go and check out the rest of her works. You might be able to meet.
Did not want Tim's thing.
These are based on the Day of the Dead, the Sugar Skulls from Day of the Dead.
This is beautiful.
It is. Yep. And she rushed to get this done. She just, I don't know if she had an influx of work. I mean, she's has her own business, so she managed to, she took the time to get this done and overnight it to us. That's just, can't thank her enough, honestly.
You won't have to bid on them later.
At so, Rich, look at it.
Start me off at $100 bid.
All right.
There we go, $100.
Right there. $120, $130, $140, $150, $150, $150, $160, $170.
Nice. This is the fastest climber that has been on.
Yep. Not since my Vader piece. I wish you'd climb so fast.
This is a fantastic piece. And we want everyone to have it. Unfortunately, they can't. One of you will get it, and you'll get it for $10 more.
She's come a long way since being the camera one.
Don't miss out.
If you look real closely, you think I'm painting this.
She painted a ball in there on the chin.
In memory of me.
$10 more, get it to you. $210, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, 20, only get 30, and 30, and 30. Don't miss out. At $220, baby, get a 30. Are we all in, all done? You can get $10 more. I'll get it to you. At $220, baby, get 30, and 30, and 30. Are we all in, all done at 220 and at 30?
That's beautiful. Look at that.
That is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
We are.
Yes. So, gentlemen, we just crossed the $8,000 mark. Thank you, Amy, so much for getting taking the time to do that and get it here in time for the auction. What's that?
Dave's taking that last shopping time.
You know how much time I have to spend together because of it.
I'm sorry.
There's not going to be a single Star Wars toy left in the tri-state area.
This one.
Karen did volunteer.
You and Karen can go. I'll do my own thing.
This piece right here, one of my favorites. This is the Back to the Future, the Mandalorian.
I love this one, man.
This is very cool.
A
This is going to be. I think this is going to be something. I don't even know what that. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Hard to think that.
Yeah, this is great.
This one's probably my favorite one here.
From Lucas.
This is from Lucas McCoy. Yeah, he's
in about a year and a half.
He's one. He contacted us, and I think our buddy Nick said kind of second that he should be involved. Lucas McCoy. Look at this piece. Lucas McCoy is also the guy that interviewed me for BubbaFed.com. So he not only has he made this terrific piece, but he's promoting it just as hard as we are.
And it lights up.
Yep, sure does.
Clark, and we have seen he has been promoting this thing for us as well.
He took the picture. And not only does the flux capacitor light up, but it has an 88
in the corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great.
This one's awesome. Come on, 500. This one.
At Toys for Tot. He is a cosplayer and a photographer in Atlanta, Georgia. And you can check out all of his.
He knows more about him than I do.
Clothing line. Yeah. Well, it's not his clothing line, but his.
He's 5'9".
Blue eyes.
It's a size 11 and a half shoe. Very big feet for a man that size.
You can also check out.
Has a bunion.
His works and articles on BobaFett.com.
Did he take that DeLorean symbol off of an actual DeLorean?
No. That's hand cut. Which is actually just as impressive.
Come on. This one is well deserved.
Oh, are you kidding me? Not even 200. Look how cocky we're getting.
That's what? 100,
okay.
That's no money at all.
100,
10,
come on.
And
10, 20, 20, 20, come on, 120, 40, 60, come on.
This is a climber.
140!
190, wow.
190, come on.
190
to 200. 200 miles! 121 gigawatts! 10,
20, and 20, and 20. We can
do
30, and 30, and 30.
You get your damn hands in this!
30, and 30.
$240 bid now. $250.
Are we all in? All done?
Very good. That was my favorite.
To Florida, and we hope you will enjoy
Florida.
We appreciate your bids as well as.
Oh my God! I wonder if it's my coworker that's been bidding on it all week.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
It might be.
Well deserved.
That's nowhere near his name. Right.
No, they have aliases because I know somebody else bid, and their name.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll find out tomorrow.
Big toy auction at all. You know that
I hope this goes well because it was listed late because of a freaking typo on my part. I typed the wrong damn zip code and it got sent back to them the first time. I footed the bill for Express out of my pocket to get it here in time because I think it's going to do well. I hope I'm right. This thing is awesome.
It's definitely one of the more unique.
Yep.
By Eric.
We've done the benefit auctions out there for Shardicon in Georgia. Big Transformer themed convention as well as a TFCon last year. Or 2 years ago. I don't remember now. So we love the Transformers, and I love this piece. I would bid on it myself if I possibly could, but unfortunately our licensing laws do not allow that.
Can anyone make that effect?
What that
piece was put together? Barry, also the 501st Legion.
That wasn't bad.
It does open up to reveal a
Nelson from the cartoon.
It's lit up.
I think Tim's
peeing. AA batteries.
What's up?
Can you do Judd Nelson's impression from the cartoon or Scat?
No, I could just say we got the touch. We got the power. But I guess I'm about as good as Marky Mark did in Boogie Nights.
Again, I would love to own this myself.
You got the touch.
Unfortunately, our licensing laws do not allow me to bid on it. So somebody out there, I will be very, very jealous of.
He is really pissed off.
Yeah, I know. He wants this piece.
And again, it was one of our last pieces. These last pieces in the auction.
He's going to pay his mom to bid for a mom bid.
Otherwise, I would expect that this piece might be up to about $500 already.
Oh!
Fantastic deal.
And have I...
How about $250?
Right off the bat. Here we go.
70!
Now 280. $280 and $90. $290 bid. Go out. The toys for tops. $300.
In terms of pure workmanship, this is probably one of the nicest put together ones.
Oh, yeah.
It actually transforms. It's
yeah.
Right now we can get $300, $10 more to get it to $300 bid. We get to go $310 and $310. We're at now. We can do $320 and $320. $310 bid. We're at right now, and an opportunity for me to see these in person at $320 and $320. At $320 and $320.
We're so quiet.
$320 and $320. $310 bid. $10 more. Come on, we can get it. $310 bid now, $320.
Come on.
Don't miss out. Hold up. A heads up, we are at about $8,400.
$320, there we go.
So close to hitting that $10,000 mark. I know that we can do it.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
You folks, and we can get it right on up there. We are at $320 bid right now. We're going to go $330. Who's going to be $30 and $30 and $30? $10 more will get us right there. At $320 bid, we get $330. $320 bid, we get $330 and $30 and $30. $320 bid, we get $330. All in, all done. Don't miss out on this piece, folks. It is the only 3D opening, moving, light up piece in the night. It truly does transform.
There you go.
From a piece of armor to a
there is more than meets the eye here, people.
$330 to $340. $10 more to get it to you.
Do you got the touch? Do you got the power?
Go ahead, touch that mouse and click it away.
Fantastic. We're at $330 bid.
Transform this auction into a huge success, and I thought I'd have nothing. Fucking
one of you is going to be able to proudly display this on their wall, and about five of you are going to be kicking yourselves.
And I have one of them.
Not deciding that $10 more was worth it. We are at $330 bid. We got to go $340. Who's going to be $40 and $40 and $40? I'll take
it. You're the winner.
So everybody can get back in. I don't want anybody to miss out. I don't want a single bid lost on this because it is one of the best pieces of the night. That doesn't take anything away from any of our other artists. It's just one of
you just did. You just shout out everybody else's piece, including mine and yours. $330.
I will go $335. If that makes it easy on you, we're at $330 bid, we get $335. Are we all in, all done? Are we completely tapped out at $335? $5 more for the kids of Toys for Tots. At $330, we'll get $335. Looks like we are.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sold to
nice.
Paddle number 5.
Very nice.
One more time. Thank you again, number 528. We appreciate it, and we hope you will enjoy that. This one in particular, when you get
and
it.
And if you don't enjoy it, you're a communist.
Send us a photo. Tag us in a photo. We would love to see this on your wall.
Send that guy a photo.
$1,750 on the
note. I've never heard of it. Best one ever.
Those are some hairy nipples. On this one.
But maybe a little ton. Some of those toys are heavy. Of toys for the kids at Toys for Tots. I will do a big round of applause. I won't do it directly because it'll pop the speakers on this. In your ears, and it'll make it squelch. We don't want that.
We'll do it. We don't care.
At least please, a big thank you to you, our bidders, for being with us tonight, for bidding high, for opening your wallets, opening your hearts, and helping us out. A big thanks to Winter and the crew at, I'm sorry, Patience and the crew at the Winter Festival in Phoenixville, benefiting Toys for Tots. To the folks at Star Wars in Character.
Woo-hoo.
Matt, in particular.
That's right.
Been our contact man all along, for getting this together, for contacting all of our artists, for working with them, for cajoling them into getting these pieces out in front of you, raising money and awareness. To the Toys for Tots Foundation, of course, for doing what they've been doing for so long and getting these toys out to the kids. To our artists, every one of you, whether it's been a small piece or a big piece, we could not have done this without you.
That's true.
It would just be me counting out numbers and nobody listening in. So it's because of the art that you folks are out here spending your money tonight. So of course we thank them. And then all of the folks who have helped us to promote.
I'm already getting texts. How are you going to do? What are you going to do the top next year? I'm
like, JotaNews.com. The folks at JediNews.
You know, two more left.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sounds like
going to Facebook.
He's letting people look at him because they were just added yesterday, I think. I think he's buying time for people to check out all the pictures.
Big thanks.
He is the best.
According to Facebook, Bill Caffrey was the one who purchased the Power of the Force Fett, the one that's
thank you.
That was Bill Caffrey. He says he bought that one.
Email right now, and I will do so.
Cool.
Sure that everybody gets the credit that they do. I'm just up here counting numbers like a monkey. It's these people that did the work. So big thanks to them.
No, you're really underselling what you did, Chris. Believe me.
Out to the folks at Toys for Tots.
You did way more than Tim.
Lot of the night. This is our penultimate lot. This is 520. The Ewok themed armor by Tiffany Rivera and Gianna Nilio. I hope I pronounced that correctly. These are some Ewoks in a piece called Welcome
this
to the Forest.
Popped up yesterday, right?
Yeah, they showed up yesterday. This one, the last two, showed up yesterday together.
Which is and then
you walk cubic hair, I think.
You walk lovers out there, start me off. How about $100 bid and go? We're going to get $100 bid, we're going to get $100. Who'll give me $100, $100, $100? I'll start them off cheap and sell them quick at $50.
Cheap.
$50 bid, we're going to get $50 and $50 and $50. $50 no money. At $50 bid, we'll get $50.
It's like Mad Magazine. $50
right
cheap.
Here, cheap. You can get it up on your wall for $50. That's no money at all. At a $50 bid, we'll get $50 and $50 and $50. $50 bid, we'll get $50 and $50 and $50. Are we all in, all done? Can't believe I'm going to drop it here, but here we go.
This one $30.
There we go. Good.
Here we go.
$30. Now $40. Now $50. And $50 and $50 and $50. $10 gets it back. At $45.
$45. At $45.
$45.
Put their hearts and souls into this. Come on.
55.
That's a lot of money. And this is all like just like last
60.
Minute, last minute extra money.
65 I have. Now we're at 60. We're awesome. 65. 65 out of 5 out of 5. We're at $65 bid. We're at 65. $65 bid. We're at
65. Come on. Get it to 70. Let's have no piece go less than 70.
Let's go see.
Put it up on your wall. $5 more. What else can you put on a wall for $5? At 65. 65
out of 5.
We're at 65.
$65 bid.
Last time.
I bought that for $5.
65. And it looks like we are.
All right. Giggity. Yeah. All right. Well,
giggity.
All right. All right. Thanks, girl.
Thank you. We want to thank you, number 542, and all the others for getting us those bids in there. It's right next door, heading on out to Easton.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Last lot of the night.
There we go. Last one. Let's see what we got.
Last one.
Chris's boyfriend.
Sim Luke.
So handsome. Such a handsome piece.
At the very last minute,
if we don't cross 9,000, I'm going to kick him in the balls at the Winter Festival.
And still, it has brought in a lot of attention.
Look at that thing. Look at the side, the bottom corner. Look at that.
And all. This is Luke Skywalker's X-Wing pilot helmet.
Chris, put your thing down. You can't fit.
What thing does he have?
Put your wiener away.
Well, we're already up to 260.
260. It's so handsome. Look at it.
You don't want to know what he's hitting in the keys.
Looking piece. You can wear this when you're.
Look at that.
When you're out there shooting your
I just want to smell it.
Oh.
I think I got every part.
We'll be seeing handsome Luke at the First of all, thank the person for his submission.
We're open about at a $250 bid to finish off the night. We're going to finish it off strong here, folks. I know you can bring us up over $9,000 for the
Come on.
At Toys for Tots.
$260.
We're open up a $500 bid, and we have it. Now $260.
$260,
yes.
At a $250 bid, now $260, now $270, and $70, and $70, and $70, and $70, where? At $260 bid, we can do $70, and $70, and $70, and $70. We're all in, all done. At $260 bid, we can do $70.
Just the five.
Hey, $270.
$70, all right.
I will give you a massage, shirtless, at the Winter Festival. I will do this.
All in, all done, $280. I'm at $270 bid now. We got to go $280 and $280 and $280.
So hands
up. Night. What are we thinking about? If you didn't get any other plates, this is the plate for you. You can take one home and say, proudly that you were a part.
Take one down, spin it around.
Just all about.
This is the last chicken in the show.
This is it. This is the final one.
Yep.
Are we all in, all done at $270 bid now? $275.
A lot of money from Mr. Handsome.
That is his real name, which is nice.
$280.
$285 bid. Get it back for $5 more. $5 more.
Chris, embrace him. Again,
he would have anyway.
I will touch his skin.
Don't save up your money for the next lot because there are none left.
I will kiss him on the mouth.
All that money going to the kids. Imagine how many toys this can buy. For $280 bid, we get you $285. $280 bid, we get you $285. $280 bid, we get you $285. Last chance.
My son's in here going,
what
are you talking about?
He'll be your new daddy.
Oh,
no!
Oh, 285, come on! Not the five alive, come on.
290!
This is getting to 300, come on.
We'll
get cheap on this now.
I will sell every two of his.
Wow. 295. $5 more. Don't let them steal it away from you. You almost had it. You can have it again at $290 bid. $290 bid. Now,
$295. Come on.
Last time at a $290 bid.
$290.
So close.
That is it, folks. We are sold for $290.
Wow. What do we get? $290.
In California.
Wow.
California.
California. That's fine.
Everybody for coming on out.
California.
To give you an update. Our totals for the night are $9,100 that you have helped us raise. So please,
holy crap.
Guys, for you three and for everyone listening, I was just given a text to say this on the show. That's not our final number.
We will be getting
Quint generously offered, and he told me this weeks ago, to match the highest bid. And he said he's going to stand by that, and he's matching Bad Robot and donating an additional $500. So we are at $9,600.
Quint, you are a gentleman and a scholar.
Quint, thank you so much.
Does this mean I got to suck Quint's toes?
So between that and if we can pull in a few more downloads, we could hit $10,000. By shopping time.
We need like a U-Haul thing.
A very good cause, so we're
awesome.
I want to thank everyone personally for allowing us to be a part of this. We have
really,
I love it.
I'm speechless. I'm answering about 50,000 text messages right now.
I love when we get a chance to do these kind of variations on a theme. We did this not too long ago with a SPCA.
Chris, if yours would have just been a little bit better, we could have.
Way to let us down.
If you know of anyone out there who is looking to do some charity work like this and has a project like this in mind, let us know. Send us an email, and we will be happy to do this. I love doing this. So,
if you're listening to that and you can't get a hold of this guy, get in touch with us.
Yes.
Send us an email, and we'll get it done right away.
This guy
is always tell you if you're looking for toys.
Antiques, comic books,
let us know. Auctions coming up.
We made 600 last year.
Spent so much time on this.
In front of it.
I got a chance to get some of the most recent catalogs up, and I've got some angry, consigners yelling at me. But we will have those up very shortly. We've got a comic book auction. I believe that's next week. I believe that's next Wednesday. It's doing very well. If you like comic books,
$5 toys,
80 stuff.
I mean, I'm not including tax in this.
Right.
Got that for you?
That's 3,000
people. No, we'll get those in.
Is there that many children in this area?
Now, with taxes,
my parents are calling me.
But we're talking thousands and thousands of toys this year.
We're going to have so much fun. We're going to have so much a blast going to every Walmart, Target, Toys R Us's, Five Below's, BJ's, Costco's, you name it. We're going to Q-Mart's.
We're not going to Q-Mart. Is not getting a penny of this generous donations.
Get one cheesesteak and donate it.
We walked in there last year with 105 toys, and they were like, oh,
they were like, they were so impressed.
You guys are unbelievable.
They say nothing.
What are they going to say this year?
Should we stack this many toys at our table?
We're going to put all the toys up. We're going to take a picture.
Yeah.
We're going to need, like Matt said before, we are going to need that panoramic lens on this camera to take a picture because of how awesome all of our arts are. All of our bidders, all of our listeners, everyone that shared this. The most credit is Matt himself. I mean, without Matt, none of this would have happened. So, Matt, you deserve the most credit. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, I don't even know what to say.
Matthew dared to dream a dream.
Hey, proud of your man.
I'm very proud of my man.
She thinks this is stupid.
No, I don't.
Please your man right now.
No, not with you listening.
I won't listen. I'm walking away. I'm going.
You lie.
Wow. Wow.
And me and Chris were just talking the other day. We weren't even sure if this could get to 3,000.
Yeah, I was like, just imagine we hit 3,000. Wow, just imagine that. And guess what we did? We triple digit it!
Tripled the triple digit. No.
Well, here's some last minute stats for the hell of it. Not that it's so, God, it's overwhelming, but okay. Final tally just for the auction. We're not going to, I'm not going to count the other stuff right off. So $9,100 pure auction money. The breakdown comes to everyone that's involved with NeoZaz alone. That was $2,510 between the four of us, our pieces together brought in $1,870. So we still would have had triple last year had we gone with our original idea of us just doing it. So, well, I mean, I'm certainly glad we went with everybody because God, I'm literally speechless.
Yeah.
And it's because, like you said, like we would have, if we had done it, you know, Matt's especially were great. And Matt and Tim's were really well done from an artistic standpoint. And Chris and I did the best we could. But because everybody else got involved, the word spread. And it was that makes this possible. Yeah. And what I did is I made a list. We had not only our artists and all that kind of stuff, but we had a lot of people that helped us spread the word. And I'd like to take a minute to read off all of those people.
Yep.
Chris went on Rebel Force Radio.
I did.
And Jimmy Mack and Jason Swank did a really nice interview with Chris. It was well done. Chris did an awesome job, and that got the word out to a lot of people. Matt went on Barbarian Rage.
Yep.
And spent a lot of time with them. What a great show. Those guys, you know, like that. Not only was the Bounty Hunters one donated, but they spread the word. So pay them back by subscribing to their podcast and listening and following them for all that they've done. I'm going to read some of these other ones off. Coffee with Kenobi. That was another podcast that I contacted and they were really nice about it. There's the Dented Helmet. They helped us publicize this. The Boba Fett Fan Club, rebelscum.com. Mark Newbold at Jedi News helped us promote this. Even after the great Allentown Comic-Con was over, they still put it on their Facebook page. The Fandalorians, Punisher Wear Zone, Steampunk Boba Fett, BobaFett.com. I'd like to thank Nick McElwain at 93.3 WMMR. He's the producer of the Preston and Steve Show.
Gadzooks.
We shot a few emails back and forth, and he was very excited about it. They put it on their website. I think they may have mentioned it on the air. And he put me in touch with Francesca and promotions to take care of all this stuff. I mean, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody, but, you know, and like we've said several times, the other guy that really deserves a huge pat on the back is Chris Noon at the Big Toy Auction because he could have, I mean, he does this. It's his business, and he gets a commission, I'm sure, when he does things. And he told Matt, no commission. It's also going straight to charity.
That's amazing.
So thank you so much to him and everybody. And besides all those other people, everyone who shared it on their like individual Facebook pages. I mean, we kind of said that on one of our last podcasts. If you're not going to bid, you know, maybe this stuff's a little pricey for you, but share it. Maybe someone you know or someone that you know that you know, like somebody down the line will get a hold of it and bid. So anyone that shared this on their Facebook page or told someone or helped us get the word out, thank you very much, because we almost are at 10 grand. I mean, can you? It's 10 grand.
I know. Well, I'm speechless. I am speechless. That doesn't happen often.
Holy crap.
I know. I'm still just.
It's like we're all just like stunned here. We're just.
Yeah.
I am stunned. I mean, we added up the numbers before the show and we're like, oh, it's almost 5,000. We're going to clear 5,000. That's awesome. And then, like, it just. 5,000 seemed like just unbelievable in and of itself. Now we're almost double that. I mean, I had no idea. I hope, and I am not kidding. When we set out to do this and it was going to just be the four of us, I was hoping for like $500 for that plus the 600 we did in charity last year. That would bring us to 1,000. So I was hoping for 1,000. When we brought another artist, I was thinking, okay, we can do 2,000. And if we hit 2,000, I was going to be elated. $9,100. Yep. That's crazy. That's just crazy. Unbelievable.
It's simply, it's... what? It's just like, yeah, cause it's just imagine the kids what? This is all for the kids.
The kids in the greater Philadelphia area,
oh my God,
are going to benefit from everyone's generosity.
It might even spread out a little bit into the Baltimore area. Maybe. So many toys. Might get a taste.
I would certainly say some of these toys will probably make their way into New Jersey, into Delaware. I mean, the conflux of states is pretty close there. So what you're saying probably isn't that far.
Yeah. Right.
These toys are going everywhere. And Chris and I, and now Karen said she's going to help out. We're going to do everybody right. I mean, we did a good job last year. I think
we did.
We made the money go a long way. We filmed it. You know, we had a good time doing it. And we walked in there with all those toys. We are going to kick this thing's ass.
We took photos of it and my house. I had the wife and the kids help me lay it all out on the ground. Took a nice aerial shot of it all. I don't know if I could do that. No. Helicopter. I need a plane.
I got to go get my glasses.
Oh, we're having a toast. Dave brought...
Oh, honey, I need a beer. We're doing a toast.
What, everyone go get some kind of liquor.
Well, let me do this. While Chrissy's getting me a drink and Dave's getting a drink, I'm going to run through the artists. I'm going to do this very quickly. We're probably going to put some kind of post on Facebook or NeoZaz, but their information will definitely be on the Artmore Gallery page, because if you didn't get to see these pieces, they're going to be forever enshrined on a site within NeoZaz. It's artmore.neozaz.com. But let me run through the artists quick as I can here, because they certainly deserve the attention. Bandit Fett by Kurt Hanks, a graphic designer in Seattle, Washington. You can contact him and see his other work at www.kurthanksdesign.com. The Skeletor piece was by Terry Limbury. He is a podcast host at Talking Toys with Taylor and Jeff, and that's at marvindogmedia.com. Sandy Fett by Amy Stoberg, which I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Fantastic piece, great with the sand from the filming location of Boba Fett's death. Picnic on Dantooine, another one by Taylor Limbury. He also has his own site called taylorlimbury.com. The Mandalorian Secret Wars, issue number 8, by our friend Jim Mock. Untitled Game of Thrones one, that was by that gentleman in Canada who he'd have no information on him about a site or anything other than his name, which is, I hope I'm saying this right, Guillaume Fortin. If you're hearing this and you have a site we can promote, send it to us. We'll put it on all our pages. The Punisher one, which was that one we were all looking towards to see where that was going to go, because that had a lot of buzz, was about Ralph Thompson, and he runs two awesome Facebook pages, Fandalorians and Punisher Wear Zone. That's WEAR, like a wear the T-shirt, which I think I mentioned that earlier. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy themed one, which was by David T. Smith. He is a co-host on several NeoZaz podcast, and he can also be found on his own YouTube channel at Ocelot Webworks. The Spinal Fett piece by Mike Demain at MikeDemain.com. Fanurism by Jeff McGee. That is Taylor's co-host on Talking Toys, and he also has a few other podcasts at MarvinDogMedia.com. The Diorama, which, Eric, I'm sorry that you got robbed. I'm glad it made what it did, but I think it should have went for a lot more. But thank you. Thank you so much. I certainly wanted you involved in this, and you didn't disappoint, but you can Follow Eric's work at Mr. E Models on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Mr. E Models. Power of the Fet by Gus Lopez. Thank you so much, Gus. Of course, his site, if you don't know his name, is the Star Wars Collectors Archive. That is the SWCA.com. Heavy Metal by Scott Connor. Check him out. He's the owner of Evil Grin FX in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Of course, we have the Superman themed by our own Chris and the Beer and Police one by Dave. The Fet with No Name by Kevin Polly, a Orlando local. Check out his work at facebook.com/towncreative and his online portfolio at kpolly2.wix.com. And Full Circle by Jedi Joe. He didn't give me any contact info, but Joe, if you're hearing this and you have some kind of site you want to share, let us know. We'll put it up on our pages. Austin Kotcher, I think I'm saying that right, with the Spirit of Mandalore, serving the United States Air Force. Thank you for that as well. You can see him in our 2012 Winter Festival video. David Ramsey, I Want Them Alive, no floating gate transistors piece. He's part of the 501st and one of the running Wilrows. Fallout by Alan Amis. I hope I'm saying that right as well. Again, no information on the site, but if you have some, Alan, send it to us. Thanks to my sister for her Simpsons piece.
Ow!
Oh, my mother's trying to call me. Hold on.
Tell her to wait.
Yeah, exactly.
She's proud of her boy.
She is, baby boy.
Starry Endor by Carly Schmidt. Thank you, Carly. We hope to see you at the Winter Festival to thank you in person. Bad Robot by Joe Knowlton. If you're a Florida resident, if you're in the Florida area and you want to join the Mandalorian Mercs, hook up with Joe. Check him out. His Merc name is Solus Raim, R-A-A-M. Thank you, Tom Hutchins, for all the promotion you did with the Mandalorian Mercs, and thank you for the piece you sent. That was a fantastic full metal handmade piece. The Untitled Falcon piece by Laura Inglis. Laura, I didn't get to post this on her bio, so let me go through this quick. She is an artist of a lot of licensed properties for sketch cards. She's done The Night of the Living Dead, The Avengers, Batman, Superman, Witchblade, Transformers, Red Sonja. And she's also done cover artwork for the novels Firebringer. I'm sorry, that's the press. For Firebringer Press. The books Testing the Prisoner and By Your Side. Ooh, Mando Namakan by our friend Ted Daszak Jr. He is a Lucasfilm approved artist, and he's done a shitload of work with the Batman, Walking Dead, The Hobbit, Voltron, Night of the Living Dead, Mars Attacks, Archie, Tarzan, Betty Page, and tons others. So check him out on DeviantArt. Look for Ted Daszak Jr. He also has a Redbubble page, so search for Ted Daszak Jr. on Redbubble. Bounty Hunters by Scott Cherry on the Barbarian Rage podcast. Thank you again for your contributions and for promoting the podcast. And check out their show. I'm a regular listener now, not only because I was on it, but he had sent us a awesome 100th episode video of our singing the Ewok song. So ever since then, I became a big fan of their show. Tim with his Wolverine and Captain America. Thank you for that, of course. Mandunat by David D. White. He's the owner and operator of the Mandalorian Arsenal here in Florida, in Titusville specifically. Courtney, I'm going to say Satchez. I'm sure I'm slaughtering that. I'm sorry, Courtney. I hope to see you at the Winter Festival as well. Yuri, she is a member of the 501st, and her TK number is actually TI09305. Quint, thank you for the Canadian-themed one. Quint is a member of Neozaz and the Trailer Pod Boys podcast. Teta Fett by our friend Sunday Coulter. Not Your Daddy's Boba Fett by Fett Finish. He's done that Nerdist Mandalorian helmet that you've probably seen. Amidala Dia de Muertos by Amy Caracapa, Quebec. Another friend of ours from the Theater Day. She's the owner and operator of Amy CQ. So check out some more of her work at www.amycq.com. Mandalorian, the Back to the Future theme by Lucas McCoy. Check out his Facebook page at facebook.com/TheRealLucasMcCoy and check out the contributions he's done for articles and postings at BobaFett.com. Mandalorian Prime by Eric J. Berry. He is the co-owner of Hole in the Ground Productions. Welcome to the Force by Tiffany Rivera and Gianna Nilio. Tiffany is a recruiter for the Rebel Legion in Pennsylvania. So if you're interested in joining or finding out what you need to join, look her up. And last but not least, our buddy Ryan, who goes by Handsome Luke. And you know what? I've never had to say Ryan's last name before, so I'm probably going to say it wrong. Do you know how to say it, Chris?
Lover.
You don't know? Okay. So, I think it's Ryan Miorelli. Yes. Yes. A lot of the artists, quite a few of the artists, I should say, on this project he had put me in touch with. So and he capped us off with a really good, what was it, 280? Nice way to round us out and get us well over $9,000.
$290, almost $290.
Yeah. So thank you, Ryan, for getting us to over that 9,000 mark. So that is everyone in brief. Again, this information will eventually all be on the Artmore site at artmore.neozaz.com. That's probably, I will tell you now, it's probably not going to be done until after the holidays because we got a lot of shopping to do. So we still got work to do before the Winter Festival.
I do want to say this. I'm talking to Ryan now, actually, on Facebook. I'm inboxing him, and he just said that the Garrison, the 501st, just made up patches for the Winter Festival, and we are all getting one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet.
Look at Tim's all. And the patch here I'm looking at now, Winter Charity Weekend 2013, has a Biker Scout, Grievous, Stormtrooper Luke, and a Power Droid. On the bottom is Banner Brothers with a little Toys for Tots train on top.
Man.
They're really nice.
Cool.
I think you should have him.
That's awesome.
On, like, to, but like right in, on, your, what's on weird? Your junk.
I might cut my testicle and use this as a Band-Aid.
What?
Maybe Ryan can put it on for me.
I am gonna display that patch with pride.
You
gotta
do whatever you can, Tim, to fly up here, man.
I wish I could.
Do we need another auction to get Tim here?
Yeah.
Another Facebook update. I noticed that the organizer of the Winter Festival, Patience, she actually won the Fanurism, Jeff McGee's Star Trek cool. inspired piece.
So
those are three people that I know that have picked up some pieces that we can identify.
I want to know who won the Bad Robot one, because that one, it was quick, and I think that person does know Abrams somehow, some way.
You're hoping.
Now, why do you think that?
As I said. If I was able to have bid and won that one, I was going to donate it directly to Bad Robot. I was going to send it right off to him. I was actually probably going to have Matt just send it straight to Bad Robot to save it, cut the middleman. But it didn't happen.
Well, David, am I going to drink this?
what is this? I think that I think we should have a toast.
I agree. Yeah,
celebrate.
I never had this in my life.
What is it?
Whiskey.
Oh boy.
It's Irish whiskey.
You are gonna either love it or hate it.
Do I gotta like gulp it?
Jameson.
All right. I don't have any liquor with me, but I do have a bottle of black cherry balsamic vinegar, which I will take a swig of.
Throw a Halls in it.
I wish I had a Halls. I don't have anything. I have a cherry Coke Zero, but I think the vinegar is more appropriate. It's closer to an alcohol.
Tim and
I just heard the bottle come off. Actually,
whose bottle was that?
It's my
yes,
it's my vinegar. There's down here in the South. There's a lot of artisan olive oil and vinegar places, and I'm a vinegar man.
Matt and Christy, do you have something?
I've got a Stone Pale Ale.
I have water.
What's she got?
I got water.
Oh, she there?
Hold on, her mic wasn't on. Sorry,
I got water.
What? I'm with you. Can I have a water, Dave?
No, we're having Jameson. All right.
I'll take a swig of vinegar for her.
Do you sip this or do you chug it?
Sip it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All right. And you're
hey,
having
don't tell me to chug it, Luke.
Tell him
Luke
to chug
is
it.
Such an enabler.
Chug it. It's peer pressure. Back off, buddy.
Literally, he's 21. He's going to be your drinking buddy.
And you're having it on the rocks.
I'm having it, which means ice, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know the opposite?
Dry, you know.
I'm going in dry.
All right.
Well, Matt, would you like to do the honors?
Oh God, no! I'm just speechless. I really don't know what to say.
I would like to have a toast.
Okay.
To
I want butter on mine.
The Artmore Project, the money that was raised, the bidders, the artists, the auctioneer, and to everyone involved. And we're going to make a lot of kids happy this
we are.
Holiday.
We are.
So cheers.
Cheers.
Do you hear that? Ready?
Ready.
Oh, it stinks.
Come on.
It stinks.
Come on.
That's vinegar.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's weird.
Oh, that is good.
I'd rather drink vinegar.
It's very smooth.
Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, my God. I might finish this whole bottle of vinegar off.
Holy.
Well, thank you all.
For those who ever go to the Asheville, North Carolina, their Olive and Kickin' Shop make badass black cherry balsamic vinegar to drink.
Come on, just cannonball it. That's not even.
There's no way in hell. I'm sweating.
That's just a finger of scotch. Come on, you can.
Don't finger my scotch.
Come on.
I took a sip. Back off. I'm the father in this house. I can't chug this, buddy.
So warm.
I can't chug it down.
There you go. Mine's gone.
What did you give him? Did you give him like a shot?
I gave him a finger of scotch and a glass. I mean, it's like nothing.
Oh, so it's like a shooter.
It's not.
See, I'm not much of a beer person, but I can drink scotch and whiskey like nobody's business.
Is this what Indy says? Like whiskey.
Try the local sewer.
Gosh.
All right. So, did you guys even imagine $9,000 when we started this?
I woke up. I said 9,100. I don't know how I came up with that number, but
you're a little off.
This was just overwhelming.
I remember talking with Chris early on, and I thought, I honestly thought we were going to make more money with the donations for the Dengar episode than for this. Because at the time, early on, it was just us. So I figured, okay, we'd make more with that, and this will just supplement it, and we'll bring in like $1,200, which would be awesome. But this is just...
Oof. It's like an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
It's everyone, all you people have... A small place in heaven with your name on it.
I'm taking another swig of vinegar.
Oh, man.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
I'm ready. So tired now.
Ready to shop, baby. Yep.
Well, if you're in the area, you see Dave and I sitting down sweating because we can't carry out the toys.
Might need your help driving them back to the house.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize officially to all of the young Star Trek and Lord of the Rings fans who will not be getting toys from us this year.
Should apologize to the parents.
The Hobbit can suck it.
Apologize to the parents that aren't going to be able to find any Star Wars toys by the time Chris and Dave roll through town.
Yeah.
Star Wars toys are going to be like Tickle Me Elmos this year in the Philadelphia region.
We should do the shopping before this episode goes out, because if people catch wind of this, they're going to be going out and looting Star Wars stuff before we can get to it.
What?
We got to get that 30-inch Darth Vader before these dickheads get it.
There was one left at Walmart today. I was there today.
Yeah, we were talking about that. That's a little pricey for what we bought last year, but Chris thought we should buy one of those 30-inch Vaders to kind of build our treasure of toys.
We can
around
expand now. So, you know, we can buy like maybe $10 toys.
I say shop local. Head over there to Cyborg One and Beachhead.
It's not a bad idea.
Can I run in the store?
Go see.
Not in Beachhead. You can run around the Cyborg, but not in Beachhead.
James at Cyborg One. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
We do. So what are we doing this, Dave?
Let's
go
now.
We got
1 month to do it.
Take off work for a week so we can get this done.
If we, if you're in a toy store in the general Philadelphia area and you see two guys in Star Wars and character shirts and
kissing,
and one of
them, it's not these two guys.
One of them is running around making an ass out of himself.
That'd be me.
And the other guy
is hiding with a camera.
Is filming it. That's us.
That's us. It's gonna be fun. I'm really looking forward to. I mean, we had fun with $600. We had fun with this $600.
I told Christy and I told you, Chris, too, and maybe even Dave. I said if we hit $2,000, I gotta go. I gotta see what $2,000 of toys are like. So I'm gonna be at the Winter Festival. I can't believe I'm gonna see what almost $10,000 of toys looks like now.
That's overwhelming.
It's gonna be something.
I need a drink. some Coke.
He needs a Diet Coke.
Let's.
I can't take it so fast.
It makes you lisp too.
It's. What are you clapping at? All right, Chris, is that it?
You gonna wrap this up?
What can I say? I'm speechless.
Say something.
Thank you. I can't get over it. It's still like, you know, I think Matt even said a while ago, like, he's maybe like still in shock with this happened. I'm still in shock. I'm shocked. I'm just, and once we have that, money and we're going around.
We're gonna make you all. We're gonna make you all proud.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys did a great job last year. I have every faith in you this year.
And the listeners are gonna look at these photos on our Facebook page and really see what they've accomplished. It's not us. I mean, it's what they've done.
Right.
The bidders and the artists and everything. So
I told Matt I already have ideas of for next year, and I might take a little bit more time into it into doing it. So. Mine will be the bad robot of next year.
We've already I hate to say this is you know the ink's still drying on the check, but we have already got next year in motion.
Yeah, I got some ideas too.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this 3-hour episode featuring donations for the Armor Project. It's thank every one of you personally. I will give you all a handshake, David. I know what you were thinking.
Handshake.
A handshake. My son's here to my left. So thank you very much.
Come see us at the Winter Festival.
Yeah. 14th.
Yeah.
Three quarters.
Touch us live or them live. I won't be there.
Tim, please. Come on. Come on, Tim.
I can't get so that. Sorry. Yeah, like,
hitchhike here. Come on.
Well, come see us at the Winter Festival as we donate the toys that you made possible for us to get.
Thank you. Every artist, everyone that promoted it, I'm still in shock and speechless. But thank you for everyone that's involved. I'm sure I'll be post on the Artmore page and Star Wars thanking you a little more eloquently. And of course, last but not least, thank you, Christopher Noon, for putting this event together. Not only was it a great success, but I had a blast watching this.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yep.
He was great.
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars-related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.